Welcome back to episode 9 of the Grapes and Gorak show. It's Thursday night, watching a little bit of the Jets and the Browns.
It's a great game.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Jets are up 7-0 in the second quarter.
I was being sarcastic.
I know.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm hoping
Jets
everyone,
and Browns, not really.
I'm hoping everyone was watching or at least knows that Jets and Browns is not exciting whatsoever.
Ugly so far. A punt block has basically been why they scored.
Yeah. Yeah, Tyrod Taylor missed Antonio Callaway wide open downfield.
It was ugly.
Darnold almost threw a pick just now. So
they both suck. Anyways, our game. So we haven't talked to anyone since last week. What, last Thursday, right?
Yeah, it was last Thursday.
So it's been a few days since the Packer-Viking game. We were both there. You ended up coming.
Yep.
Late addition to the crew.
Yeah, I ended up showing up last minute.
14 of us.
Yeah.
So pretty big Vikings crew down there.
Yep, there was a lot of Vikings
fans.
Yeah,
definitely a good chunk. I'm sure there always is.
Yeah, but I mean, it just kind of surprised me. I don't know. You always see a lot on TV, but being
Skull chant going quite a bit. Anytime anything good happened for us,
yep. Packer fans did not like the skull chant.
Oh yeah, I feel like teams mostly hate when the Viking fans do the skull chant.
I believe it. I believe
it. Like these fucking jerk offs. Like, get out of our stadium.
Almost, but it was almost as much. I don't know. It's probably. I hated the Go Pack Go.
Oh, yeah. Go Pack Go. Like Fly Eagles Fly or any of that garbage. Yeah. Tighten up, defense. Tighten up. So bad. But their fans were, I don't know. I didn't have any problems with them. Super nice.
Yeah, they were all super nice. You know.
So another one that, you know, unlike the Eagles, mostly nice people in this world besides people from Philly.
Yeah. Yep. That seems to be the consensus. So, It was really hot.
Hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yep. I
don't know why every game we go to is hot.
It's because we always go in September.
But, like, can it be a nice fall day? Like, I don't understand. It had to be, like, 85 and, like, sweltering. I'm, like, peeling from sunburn.
I mean, maybe we got to stop going the first, like, 2 weeks.
But I want to.
I know. I can't wait. I can't contain myself.
They had us at Lambeau week two. I had to go.
Yeah. But... Yeah, it was 29-29. We tied.
Everyone knows about the tie. Yeah. Very confusing leaving the stadium on whether to be happy. I feel like people were mostly like mad. Both teams thought they should have won. I think the Packer fans sort of were a little more happy because they definitely should have lost, at least on the last play.
Yeah.
But there was like multiple plays where we could have lost too.
I mean, I think we should have lost that game just like the Packers should have lost
that game. Yeah. I remember going into overtime and I turned to Jessica and I was like, if we win, that's great. But if we lose, it's fine because we like probably should have already lost.
Yeah.
But then once you line up for a 35-yard field goal...
With
now you should have won.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Now it's different. Now the Packer fans are like, "Oh, good, we tied because you should have made a 35-yard freaking field goal." So.
And the thing is like I hated the play calling at the end. Like, why? I mean, I get you don't want to throw an interception in overtime. You don't,
because if there is a fumble or pick, you know everyone's gonna go, "Why didn't he just drain the clock and kick a field goal?" But your kicker has clearly like gone. He's gone. Like he should.
Literally,
you need to get it to like
and
the 2 yard
AWOL,
line. Yeah, you know? His mind was not there. He was just blank.
And he even said so himself.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, my confidence might have been a little shaky at that point. Like, oh, great. So, yeah, I think there was over a minute with a couple timeouts, and we just drained it. I get it. Both sides, like, your kicker should just hit that field goal, but he also missed two field goals earlier.
Yeah, you know, like, and in the moment, I wanted to be aggressive.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, let's get even
let's
closer.
Just get the keep way going. We were driving that last drive. Like, let's just get it over with.
Second half, like we were just like right, like just throwing all over them. So yeah, it would have been nice if we would have just gone for the throat there. But
we were really good in the red zone all day too.
Yeah. But really bad coaching. I thought was McCarthy. And the fourth, they get the Treadwell draw, or, you know, tips it up in the air for the pick. There's like, what, a minute and a half?
No, there was like
it was right over the 2 minute warning.
Yeah.
And he literally just kept throwing the ball. So we barely any time rolled off.
I think we used one timeout.
Yeah. Like, all you got to do is run the ball a few times, make us use all of our timeouts, kick the field goal, get it by 8, and now we need to go the whole length of the field. And score and a two-pointer in like a minute.
You know, it's kind of funny that we're you know, questioning McCarthy's play calling there. But at the same time, I kind of get it. You know, you're so close to the end zone. You score a touchdown, game's over.
Yeah, I get it. And it kind of gets goes the other way as far as saying we should have been aggressive, but they shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
It's just, it's, I don't know. Our defense is a little bit different. They scored one offensive touchdown the whole game. Our offense was rolling right through their defense at that time. All they had done is hit field goals. So it's like, you're probably going to get a field goal. So why not just run the ball and make us use our timeouts? So I don't know. Your quarterback's limping all over the field. You have like one good receiver.
And I mean, you're basically icing the game. We wouldn't have had any timeouts.
Any timeouts, you would have had like a minute and, you know, 40 or something. And we would have had to, I mean, it's so much more frantic when you have no timeouts.
Yeah.
You're going to throw spikes in there. You got to like only play for the sidelines. Like, we went, I mean, we got the ball. It was like, oh, we have plenty of time. We'll just
go
right down the field. So poor coaching on their side. Zimmer's side, I mean, definitely like in hindsight, you could say, maybe don't rely on that idiot kicker. Even he's probably thinking that.
Yeah.
Like, damn it, I should have just like not relied on that idiot kicker.
But it's a 35-yard field goal.
Yeah, then, it's like
35 yards. Like, your one job is to get it between the uprights.
I like just sitting in the stands. It's like, he's going to miss this. He's going to miss this.
I
like,
was
this dude's like
so nervous when he lined up for a field goal. And that's why in the moment I wanted to be aggressive, because I had zero confidence.
Yeah, no, I didn't have any either. What's funny is our angle, like, I don't know if it was for you. I'm sure it was.
I couldn't see
anything. Can't tell if it goes in or not. Mm-mm. So you're relying on the fans. Like, at least I was, like, behind the field goal post. The problem is there were so many Viking fans that, like, no matter what happened, there was cheers.
I heard cheers from their side, and, like, I was like, that's too, there's not enough Viking fans for that. And then I also heard really loud cheers from the other end zone,
which where they could get a good angle.
Yeah, so that's when I knew we fucked up.
Well, when he on the Mason Crosby miss to go into overtime, he missed like a 50-some yarder.
Yeah, where like, we iced him
again. I saw, we iced him. He hit it. See, that was pretty nice. But he misses it. The second one, and like I see cheers, you know, so it's like, hey, did he make that? And then this Packer fan, like two rows in front of us, turns around and starts talking shit. And then all of a sudden, you see the refs like cross their hands, like, he missed it. And we're like, dude, he missed it. You're so fucking dumb. You turn around, you start running your mouth, you know. He's like, that's right. It's like, your kicker just missed it. But it was hard to see. It was weird.
It was so many. It's a really tough angle on the sidelines.
And they don't put it up on the big screen, the TV angle where like you just can clearly see where the ball's going. Like, you don't get to see it. Cause I think a lot of the kickers say it bothers them to like have that there. So like they black it out or whatever. But there was so many times like that where it was like, wait, what just happened? Like the Thielen touchdown and to tie it.
Yeah.
Like it was such like a, wait, did he just catch a touchdown? Like, was he out? Was he in? Like, it was kind of like you're frozen for a second. And then same thing with like the Jimmy Graham touchdown that was called back.
Oh.
Like everyone around us is celebrating. And all of a sudden it's like flag on the play. Like it's coming back. It's just, so many like ups and downs of that game.
The Thielen touchdown was crazy because that was like our side, our end zone, but like on the other side of the field.
Yeah.
And so like I got a good view on it and I was like, okay, so he caught it. But at the same time, where his feet inbounds, like when he hit the ground, where does his ass hit?
Like, does his elbow land out of bounds? Does something touch? Like, and then everyone's just looking around like, Is that a touchdown? Like, the ref slowly like finally brings his arms up, and then it's like, hold on, let's wait for the replay.
I saw the arms go up, and I freaked out, and I didn't stop freaking out. I was like, no, that.
Oh, and then the Diggs play after that, such a ridiculous route.
I was so mad initially when I saw that.
Like, sort of like a fade.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Because I hate the fade, but that wasn't really a fade. But continue with what you were
going to
say.
So I'm watching Diggs because he's the lone receiver on.
Yeah, it's like a bunch up top, at least from our angle, like up top. Was a bunch, and then Diggs was on his own.
Yep. So, and I'm going, there's no way they don't throw to Diggs. And so I'm watching him, and I see him do his route, and I see him break inside, and I see Cousins throw the fade or like throw it to the back of the end zone. And I'm freaking out as I go, what the? And then I see Diggs like, break out. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, he's going to get it.
Like you thought Diggs was running a slant and Cousins is throwing the wrong route or something.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Like, he just completely made that guy whiff. And even his other touchdown too was fucking sweet where he like sprinted back and forth and then just ran to the flat.
Yep.
That was good. But, since we're going into the people, maybe we should do our three stars of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's roll through that. I, number, so we're, One through three stars.
Yeah, our shiniest star will go last.
Yes.
So this is like our dull. He's good, but he's not the best.
And I for I did Thielen. I took Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen, okay. All right.
Mainly due to the production. He had what, 12 catches.
Yeah, over 100 yards. Yeah. Touchdown.
He had the huge touchdown.
And then he had the big catch in overtime too.
Yeah, the
it's down there, you know, but
no, he had a couple big catches late in the game. One really good, I think it was like a 15-yard out route. I mean, they were playing zone, but still.
Just so reliable. Like, every time you, like, after you see someone like Treadwell dropping balls. But, like, Thielen catches everything. So, yeah. My third is Kirk Cousins.
Kirk. Okay. All right.
I feel like we're going to have probably very similar three.
Yep.
And they're just different orders.
Probably.
But Kirk Cousins, I mean, the dude played awesome. I don't know. He could easily be two or one, but I have a couple other guys there. But the interception wasn't his fault. Obviously, it was Treadwell's fault. No. We started off kind of slow, but then, like, just that second half, he was ridiculous. Like, some of those throws, the bomb to Diggs. I think they said that traveled further than any pass last year.
Yeah.
I don't know if it beat the Mahomes pass.
I don't know, but it was like 69.
60-some yards in the air before he even caught it. And then he ran, like, you know, I don't know, 15 yards more or whatever. But
still.
When he threw that, like, from our view from the stadium, like, as we were, like, more towards the Diggs end of it, just, like, I was like, holy shit, like,
that
no
was
way.
A cannon.
And then, like, Diggs is just continually just getting ahead of that guy. It was, like, ridiculous. And he got it up so quick because he kind of dropped back and it looked like he might be just going to Treadwell. And then he just fires it out of there.
And that's something that impressed me, like, has impressed me with Cousins.
His arm strength is, like, a lot.
Yeah, I know
it was better than, like, Keenum. And probably better than Teddy's, obviously, too. But, like, it's even right up there with, like, Bradford. Like,
yeah, Bradford. I think it might be better than Bradford.
Really good.
Yeah.
Like, even fitting in the Thielen throw. And I don't know. And then he's got the touch ones, too. Like, the one to Diggs for the two-pointer.
And that throw he made the Thielen on that touchdown. He got drilled on the play.
Yeah, drilled and,
like,
a
lot of people,
two defenders.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about the catch, but, like, the thing that impressed me, once I started seeing the replay, I was like, that throw might be more impressive.
Yeah.
Because, like, it was on, like, he was following through.
And when it was in the air, I was like, that's getting picked. Because that safety's just breaking in on that ball, and it just fit right in between there. So,
yeah.
Thielen, your guy. Cousins, my guy.
Yep.
Who's your number two? It's probably
Diggs.
Diggs, okay.
Diggs. He was amazing.
Is yours all passing game related, or do you have one that's not?
No, it's all.
Because mine is all. Is it?
It's all passing.
Cousins is your number one. Let's just get this.
My number one is Cousins / 2-minute offense.
Okay. Well, mine is Thielen. No, it's Cousins, Thielen, Diggs. Yours is
Thielen, Diggs, Cousins.
So otherwise, we're gonna be repeating this. So let's just say it. I think they were the obvious three best players.
Yeah.
Like last year, or not last year, last week. Like, you said Cousins, and I think you said
Cook. But that was more or less just, like, because it impressed, like...
Yeah.
I hadn't seen
just
Cook
to see
in a year.
Him out there playing, looking good and stuff. But, like, this week it was, like, three dudes carried us. I mean, the defense, like, played well.
Harrison Smith had a good game.
Yeah, people played good, but there wasn't anyone, like last week, like, Sheldon Richardson stood out.
Yep.
I think the defense kind of just played well all around. But, like, on the offense, it was pretty much Cousins and the receivers, like, doing all the work. So...
I mean, we never really got a pass rush on Rodgers. It was weird.
No, that's because they hold every play, you know? Look it up, YouTube. Right. They reach inside the pads, and they just hold you, and they don't call it because your hands are on the inside, you know? They're very good at it.
Can't beat that. Maybe we should start holding every play. Because we'll get to that.
But, yeah, Cousins the two receivers Thielen, was just basically what... And like you said, is Baker Mayfield coming in, or is he just...
I think they're just saying that they should bring him in
because Tyrod's losing 0-14.
He's got his helmet on.
He does have his helmet on. Well, I got my Baker Mayfield jersey on, so I'm ready to go.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks real good. It looked better if he was on the field because
Tyrod's still
he's
out
on
there.
My dynasty team.
No, he got it. Yeah, there you go. Tyrod's on nobody's team.
Fantasy minute real quick. Drop all your Tyrod shares.
No one has Tyrod shares.
Oh, I'm sure people in Dynasty have Tyrod shares.
We are in Dynasty and nobody has Tyrod Taylor because he's trash.
Facts. Anyways.
So you were saying 2-minute offense.
2-minute offense.
Oh, impressive. And nice to have an offense that can do that. Like, there's been plenty of years where it's like, we're not coming back.
You know,
I felt confident. When they did their stupid pass, which, again, I thought was really dumb by McCarthy. And then we get the balls, like, we're going to score. It's whether or not we get the 2-point conversion.
Like, yeah, that's what I was worried. It's like, we're going to get a touchdown.
Yeah.
What are we drawing up for two?
Yeah, because they're not stopping. Their defense was, in the second half, was doing nothing to stop us. So
we out-schemed them in the second half for sure. Our first half offense wasn't pretty at all.
No, it was kind of like, just seemed like out of sync and kind of just not really.
I wonder if that might have been the game plan, though, just kind of like poke and feel
them out and see what you can do. But yeah, eventually we just, like, I think we found out, like, okay, these guys can't cover our receivers, and let's just open it up and
let's stop running the football, because we
hasn't been working for 2 weeks. So we head to our three disappointments.
Yep.
I'm guessing some of these are similar, because there was some pretty big disappointments in this game.
Yeah.
My
first dud, so like my
least duddiest.
My least duddiest. It was run blocking.
Oh, that's actually mine too. Yeah. The run blocking again. Like, I know Kenny Clark and Mike Daniels are pretty damn good, but this is 2 weeks in a row that, like, our run game has been pretty much garbage.
Yeah.
Like, can we have any holes open? Like, Cook did okay because he got some passes. Like, he had a nice slant that he took for, like, 40 yards, and he had a couple other plays. But the run game, they said so far.
Oh, Tyrod's. Oh, never mind.
Late hit. Hit him in the head. they said Cook is, average yards before contact is 0.1. So he's literally getting touched as soon as he, like, gets the line of scrimmage every time. There's no holes.
And he
leads the league in.
Force
missed tackles.
Yeah, so I saw.
For someone to be doing that in, like, what did he have last week? 40 yards rushing or something lousy like that? Like, it's all offensive line. Like, we're just not opening any holes.
It's not that he's not good at football or he's not healthy or anything. Mm-hmm. He's,
well, and because he's shown in the passing game too. He's making people miss, and it's just, again, yeah, big disappointment. The run game 2 weeks in a row.
That needs to be fixed. I don't know how you fix it. Hopefully, when Elfline comes back, that helps. I would hope.
Yeah, I think it would. I mean, it's an upgrade. I don't know if you move then Brett Jones over to guard, or if Elfline plays guard, or if you Brett Jones is the backup. I don't know, like, how they're going to shuffle that around, but
something's got to be done.
That help. And maybe it could be the bad matchups. Like, I mean, that Green Bay defensive interior is pretty damn good, and then DeForest Buckner kind of tore us up. So, but you still gotta run the ball against good teams. Like, you can't, like, then figure out a way to get it to the outside or do pitch plays or, like, stretch plays or something to get away from that. But 2 games in a row that our run game has done nothing.
And it's bad.
Buffalo, hopefully that changes.
yeah. You know, Buffalo, because then it's the Rams, good defense, and then Philly, another good defense. So who knows, maybe it's gonna start off really slow and maybe it explodes after that.
Well, because, like, last year it actually started out really well. Cook led the league in rushing when he went down, so I don't know, kind of the opposite. But, well, I guess that's why we have a good passing game to try to carry a bad run game right now. Your number two, since we matched on our number ones. I mean,
I bet we've got the same.
I'm sure, guarantee we do.
Laquon Treadwell?
Laquon Treadwell it is.
Yeah.
This is 2 weeks in a row I think I have in my disappointments.
We both did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's upsetting because we were both really high on Treadwell this year.
And you know, I still don't want to give up on him. He just really needs to get some confidence. Because that dude, I just feel like he has, like, when he catches the ball, he looks scared. Like, he just, I don't know. He looks like when he runs a route, he's thinking, please don't throw it to me. Like, Diggs wants the ball. Thielen wants the ball. Treadwell's going, please don't throw me the ball because I might drop it. Like, I have no confidence at this point. And, like, he caught the touchdown early on. It was like, hey, here we go, Treadwell.
And that was a really good route, too.
Yeah, and, like, hands catch, brought it in, like, looked smooth and everything, and then just fell apart. And I don't, like, people, like, want to cut him, obviously.
I get it. He had 3 drops in a big game.
Yeah, and one went for an interception, which was, like, basically, if McCarthy's not an idiot, kills nail, loses
yeah,
the
nail,
game.
Thought,
like,
people, coffin.
Viking fans were leaving the stadium at that point. Packer fans were leaving too. They thought it was over.
Yeah,
you know?
I didn't want to leave at that point. When I wanted to leave was the Kirk Cousins roughing the passer when he threw that pick.
Oh, well, that
I think both of you looked at each other and were like, all right, let's go.
Well, because that legit would have been a kneel it out situation. Yeah. That was actually ending the game, you know. I'm not leaving because Treadwell drops it, they pick it off, but we're still going to get the ball back, you know. But, yeah, Treadwell, and you can't cut him. He makes too much money. So, like, you don't even save money. You actually lose more money if you cut him. So, it just, you might as well just Callaway.
If anything, like, he's just inactive, you know.
Yeah, if you want to start doing that type of thing. And, like, the problem is, too, is it's probably, like, a thing, like, where it's, like, in practice, he still plays well. So, it's, like, I don't know how, like, okay, like, is he just, like, can't do it on game days, or, like, what's his deal?
You know? Maybe you should do the whole Nelson Aguilar thing and see a sports psychologist.
Yeah, well, maybe it is, like, it does seem mental. Like, dude can probably catch his fine. He caught fine in college.
You get one, and like, he had, again, great touchdown. I mean, he looked good. Great route. The dude can play football.
Seems to be getting open this year. Like, I mean, he was open on those plays, so. But, yeah, definitely a disappointment, and definitely people wanted to leave him at the stadium, so not good. He needs to bounce back in a big way, or gonna get ran out of town.
Yeah. A lot of people already want, like, my coworker, he's like, who's that number 11? Oh, Treadwell? Yeah, he should be cut, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, cut, like, our, guessing your first disappointment.
Yeah. Just special teams in general.
Oh, special teams. Okay, wow.
Yeah. Well, the block punt.
Yeah, that was horrible. Block punt, 3 missed field goals. Not Prefer's greatest day.
But just Dan Carlson.
Yeah, he's
DC.
He fell apart. And we talked about how we were okay with the pick, you know, which I'm still okay with taking a kicker, but he needs to be a good kicker. Just like I'm okay with taking a tight end, he just needs to be better than Bucky Hodges.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a problem taking a specialist, but
it's got to be a good player.
Well, and that's the thing with the draft. Like any other position, like,
yeah, just make sure you take good players. Yeah. And
the only problem with taking a kicker is a lot of times it sort of like forces you to like give him the job.
Yeah, because you're not going to roster 2 kickers.
Yeah, so, but, and then you also don't want to, like, I feel like a kicker in practice is, like, how can a kicker in practice not do good?
Oh, hold on. We'll take a break real quick. All right, and we're back. Thanks, guys. We kind of panicked there.
We had a food delivery guy show up, you know.
And so,
we knew he was going to show up, yet we still completely panicked when the door got knocked.
Well, I mean, he was supposed to be here, I don't know, it seemed like forever ago. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're deep in conversation about, you know, the failure that is Daniel Carlson. You don't want people knocking on your door, you know?
No. I mean, I thought it was Daniel Carlson. Yeah. I thought he was trying to beat us up. Maybe he sent hired goons.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think anyone wants to work for him. But
nobody
yeah.
wants him to work for him, that's for sure.
he played terrible. But like we were just saying, we're okay with the pick, but it sort of forces you to just like put him in there right away. And you don't know till they're out there. Like, you don't know a kicker's mental
game.
Like, Zimmer said he bangs him through in practice all day. 35-yarder, like, that's nothing. Dude gets in there and chokes. So it's like, okay, he doesn't have what it takes mentally. How would you know that beforehand? Like, you got to throw him out there.
And some college kickers only kick, you know, like, 13 to, like, 17 field goals a year. Like, they're not out there all the time.
And I don't even know. I don't think Carlson was, like, super accurate in college. They could, like, oh, we got a couple tweaks we can make, and this guy could be really good. And who knows? Maybe he will be really good. But there's no way you could keep him on the team. Like, there's no way.
No.
He cost you a win. He's a rookie, and Dan Bailey's available. Like, the Dan Bailey thing makes it so obvious. Like, dude, we just got to cut bait on this guy. It sucks. Maybe he'll be good in the future, but, like,
Do you think he's going to get another job?
Yeah, I think he will. Blair Walsh did.
Yeah.
Blair Walsh got worked out again. I mean, he didn't get signed by the Browns, but he got worked out. I mean, I don't know. Kickers like can have bad games like that, but it's just as like our team where it is, we can't be screwing around with like a kicker trying to learn his NFL game. Like, we don't have time for that. Like, if we were the Browns, yeah, okay, pick up this kicker with potential and let him figure it out. But no, that's
It's Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah,
you know?
And we
don't have time. We can't be blowing football games.
Exactly. We thought we were upgrading our kicker from Forbath to him.
Forbath makes one of those three.
Maybe makes one of them, but he also might have missed some of them too.
He like, might have missed an extra point.
He missed extra points like often. So, I mean, people saying go right back to Forbath. That dude wasn't very good either. I mean, he did make some big kicks though at the end of the season. Like, yeah. I feel like he kind of came into his own, but I don't know. Carlson, big disappointment. And then, like you said, the other rest of the special teams.
Block punt.
You just hand them 7 points. I mean, for us to win with 3 missed field goals, a block punt, and then Treadwell handing them a ball. We didn't beat them. Did I say we beat them?
We
tied them, whatever it was.
We beat them.
I also kept calling Harrison Smith's interception last week a pick 6.
Oh, yeah. I
noticed.
It just
grated
that
against my ear like 90 times when I listened to the back of the podcast.
Oh,
like,
really?
Why do I keep calling it a pick 6? And then I finally corrected it like halfway through, but it was very upsetting.
I didn't catch it in the moment. Thanks a lot for that.
I called you out for your stupid camaraderie.
Catch it in the moment. I'm sorry.
Where were you on that one?
I was having an in-depth conversation.
About Harrison Smith's phantom pick 6. All right. So those are the 3 stars for the passing game. 3 duds. I think it's everyone knew them. Treadwell, special teams, Carlson specifically. And, I mean, the run game, maybe people don't think about, but it's been bad 2 weeks in a row. So
yeah, and I expected a lot more out of it.
I mean, our preseason run game looked good.
Yeah, it kind of looked explosive. Dalvin Cook looked
better than the passing game. Like
maybe that's just because it was preseason. Yeah,
just that vanilla. You know, you can't trust that preseason at all. Anything else you take from the game, just generally, like any other? I thought Brian O'Neill stepped in and played pretty damn well for Rashad Hill when he went down.
I saw that. I wasn't really paying attention while we were at the game, but when I rewatched it on Game Pass and everything, I noticed that when he came in. I was like, oh, yeah.
He got pushed back the early on where he kind of got pushed right in the lap of Cousins, and it didn't result in a sack or anything, but after that, he stood up strong.
That's kind of the thing about the knock on O'Neill. Yeah, he had to get stronger.
He's got to get bigger. He's got to get stronger. So, like, if his footwork and technique and stuff is down, which...
It looks pretty good.
I mean, again, like, even his Pro Football Focus grade was really well in that game, so...
So far, Pro Football Focus has him with the second highest grade for rookie offensive lineman behind Will Hernandez.
He played half a game. Not even. But still.
Still,
it was a good half a game.
That was a good grade.
And it's good that because that was a lot of people were hating on those first two picks, you know. A cornerback and then some guy no one's ever heard of that's a project for a year, so... Although Mike Hughes didn't play too much in the... Mac Alexander pretty much took the slot job
back. Yeah, and he got... Burned a couple times. It was Jimmy Graham, but then again, Jimmy Graham's got 8 inches on him. So Rodgers, it doesn't matter if he's open. Rodgers was probably throwing it.
What
did
you think of our defense overall?
I
mean, only gave up one offensive touchdown.
Yeah, it was good. It just got
nickeled and dimed all game.
Yeah,
like just like they're letting Rodgers take 5 yards at will.
And we didn't get any pressure.
Yeah, we got a couple sacks, but then a whole many plays where Rodgers just standing back there, just like, I know he's good moving around the pocket and the offensive line of theirs, you know, likes to hold all game, but I mean, something, even if we have to do a blitz or something, like, I just feel like we didn't really.
Ben was begging for a blitz all day. He's like, why don't we blitz? Well, we should be blitzing.
Part of it seemed like too that they were like, still kind of worried that like maybe he'd show up and he'd be a little more mobile than he was because he looked hurt. He looked like a different Rodgers. He wasn't running around much at all. I mean, he ran like for the one first down. He got like a standing ovation from the Packer fans. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Look at that warrior out there fighting through it. Oh, fuck off.
I noticed his brace like right away when I saw it when we ran out of the field. I was like, that thing is huge.
Yeah.
There is no hiding that.
So I kind of was hoping our D would, I don't know, strip sack or like it just like there were so many times where it was like he'd just throw for an easy 5 yards and then they'd run a draw play for another 5 yards. It's like, oh my gosh, like stop just letting them get 5-6 yards a play. But I mean, how long was it? 5 field goals they hit?
Yeah, 4 or 5. Yeah,
well, they had the 2 touchdowns, they had the Davante Adams, then they had the punt, and then that's 14. So to get 15 more,
points, 5 field goals. Yeah.
Mason Crosby was drafted, so you know, hey, if you've drafted a good kicker,
yeah, and he's been around
like 10 years plus. That guy's been around. So look at that pick paid off well for them. But
out of Colorado, well,
you
Boulder
know,
guy,
you know where Mason Crosby's from?
From Boulder. Play a lot of Madden.
Why would that even help? Does the announcer say he's from Boulder? Do you pick up Mason Crosby a lot? Do you play with the Packers, Ryan?
No, I go on fantasy draft and then I look through the kickers.
And you chose the colleges are?
Not all of them, but I know who Mason Crosby is.
All right, okay. Well, he's a good kicker. Hit 5 field goals. Missed the one that mattered. That was a long one, though. It was like 50 yards. So.
Hey, he made it the first time.
Oh, he did make it the first time. No. We played that smooth. It's always tough when, like, I've got Jessica, my girlfriend, with me, and I got to explain to her, like, well, that kick didn't count because we called a timeout. Now he's going to kick it again, and if he makes it, we're going to go to overtime, but he can't call another timeout because that's a penalty. And, like,
they would have won. If they miss it, we go to overtime.
It's so confusing, though. It's like, I don't know. And it's like, okay, so now in overtime, we get the ball first, but if we get a field goal, they get to try. If we get a touchdown, we win. It's like, she's like, just tell me when it's over. Like, I don't know what's happening, but this is too fucking hot out, and this is taking way too long.
I am so done. Last take from the Vikings game, I'm so done with NFL overtime. Give me full college overtime.
What
professional sport ends in a tie?
Hockey? They do shootouts now? They still end in ties?
Okay. Great idea. After overtime, instead of tying, it's a hockey-style shootout, but with field goals.
Who said that? Someone else mentioned that.
So
too.
You go 10 to the 15.
Well, we would have lost.
More than likely, we might
have had someone else try to kick them. Maybe the punter.
No, Stephon Diggs.
Diggs could probably kick better than Daniel Carlson. What? And then they lowered the time to 10 minutes, which sort of is like clearly going to cause more ties.
Yeah, why did they do that? And did they just do that this year, or did they do that last year?
I think they, I don't know if it was this year or if it were when they redid the overtime rules.
Yeah.
But either way, it's like...
We're not in a lot of overtime
No, and games. Now I don't want to talk about our record 0-1-0. Now I do that every time. Like, and it seems to me that it's kind of, a tie is a lot better than a loss and it is worse than a win. Like,
yeah.
Because if you go, you know, like 10-5-1, you're still better than all the other 10-6 teams. It's just now you have to like go beat the Packers, and they're gonna have that tiebreaker. But we get them at home, so
I feel like we should beat the Packers at home.
Well, you should hit a 35-yard field goal too. So shit happens.
Yeah.
But that's the Packer game. You know, it was.
I was so upset.
It definitely wasn't like going into the overtime. I was like, yeah, if we tied, I'd be fine with it. But after how it played out, it was such a good. It was like that would have been like Kirk Cousins like.
Like his coming out party.
Viking defining like moment, and Daniel Carlson stole it from him.
Like, yeah.
Maybe Zimmer should have just let Cousins do it and put it in.
We should have been talking about Kirk Cousins' 400-yard game.
And he beat Rodgers and Lambeau and he brought us back. Instead, it's like.
Well, Daniel Carlson missed three field goals and we tied.
What's funny is Zimmer like bent. What did he do? Went for two against Denver and. Or not Denver. Who was it in the preseason? The Seahawks or someone? I don't know. Like,
Carlson missed it, and then
he's like, I had to send a message to our kicker. It's like, well, maybe you should have sent a message to him this game after he missed two and said, no, we're not going to kick it in overtime. We're going for the touchdown because you can't make it. Like,
You can't make a 35-yard field.
Although, do you think if he makes that, we cut him? Probably not, right? If he hits a game winner.
No, we don't.
So then we don't have Dan Bailey. So maybe the tie is better because maybe he would have blown a game later. Tyrod Taylor leaving early, Baker Mayfield time.
I'm so excited. Oh, and Jets have possession on 4th and 13. So that means that Baker Mayfield's going to run the two-minute
drill.
Which means the Browns are going to score a touchdown.
The Browns are not scoring any touchdowns anytime.
Yes, they are. Baker Mayfield. And he's going to throw it to Antonio Callaway.
Okay, I'll take that. Or Njoku. I'm fine with that, too. So that's the Vikings game. Let's talk about what sort of happened after the Vikings game. All the roster moves.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, we talked a little Dan Bailey. What do you think of that?
I love it. Obviously, an upgrade. But
feels like
he
just got the second best kicker in the league. Like, he's the second most accurate.
Am I the only one who's scared shitless about this?
Why?
Because he's the second most accurate kicker in the league, and we now all of a sudden have no fear about our kicking game.
No, I feel really good about it.
I'm so
88% he's hit?
I'm nervous.
Well,
he missed.
There's no one you could have got that wouldn't have made you non-nervous then.
No, I...
For
kickers,
him to be, for
kickers,
him to be available
waste of a roster
is ridiculous,
spot. I'm done with
though.
It.
Like, it's just awesome that he was available. Because, like, we could have been picking up Roberto Aguayo or Kai Forbath or, like, some of these, like, more shaky veterans. For someone that, like, sounded what they said, he got 4 offers from different teams and he's turned them all down and took less money to come here.
And one offer I heard was even more significant than what he would have made in Dallas this year had they not cut him.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, Dallas gave him a 7-year contract.
Was it 7? I thought it was a 5. I thought it was 5.
I thought
he was 22.
It was like, is that what it was? I know is it was really a really long contract. And they didn't cut him because he didn't kick good. They cut him because they didn't want to pay him.
Yeah.
I'm sure Jerry Jones is like, well, our team's not good, so why do we need to pay a kicker? Like, I can pay this random to do like, you know, a third as good as him and make way less money.
Yeah, what's that dude's name? Bueller or something? Baker's throwing darts. Holy cow, that one to Joku.
No, Dan Bailey signed a 7-year, $22.5 million contract in 2014.
Wow.
Like, that good that they locked him in for 7 years.
That's impressive.
Obviously, they, you know, gave up on him, but it wasn't for performance reasons. So, and then
But that man's got the football.
O-lineman running for a first down. Oh, 1 yard short.
9-yard run.
I think he can't do that, though. I thought in under 2 minutes that, like, the guy who fumbles it has to be the one that moves it forward.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's gonna come back. See, I got the whole rule book memorized.
I like that.
So we picked up Aldrick Robinson, cut Stacy Coley.
Yep.
I don't know about that. It's interesting. I did not see Stacy Coley getting cut.
I did not either. I think I totally see it now though from the kick return in the end zone when he flipped it to the ref.
I also was like, why Stacy Coley? And then I was like, oh, wait, that is something that Zimmer would be like, get this idiot off my team. you just threw the ball to the ref.
See, and the thing was, when I saw him catch it, and then I didn't hear a whistle, and I saw him like start to flip. I'm like, oh, his heels must have been out of the back of the end zone or something like that. But then I saw the ref move away. I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing?
I literally looked away because it was like, oh, he's doing the thing. I watched. I'm gonna kneel it. I look away and all of a sudden I see people like tackling each other in the end zone. And I'm like, what's going on? And then Ben goes, he just threw the ball to the ref. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I watched it. I didn't even know
it was Coley until like the replay. I was like, who the hell did that? Like, that's embarrassing. Did you see who scooped him up, claimed him?
No.
New York Giants, Pat Shurmur.
Oh, makes
picking
sense.
Up our, picking up our scraps.
I like it.
I think they took one of our tight ends at the end of last year too, something Carter or something like that. Ooh. I don't remember who it was. But yeah. So we lost Stacey Coley. We routed. But I mean, that clearly means we think Eldrick Robinson is probably better now. Maybe they liked Coley's like upside down the road. But...
And I don't know much about Eldrick Robinson besides that he's
fast.
Fast. Yes.
And he played with Cousins. 2012 through 14 or something, a couple years with the Niners.
And does he play special teams? I feel like if you're fast, you might be a good gunner.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. Coley didn't play anything besides return man, so like they really need that role too bad. True. And they must not have thought like a ton of Coley, because to keep those two running backs on active roster, I know Dalvin's a little banged up, but like you're keeping Mike Boone and Brock Thomas, who probably have no future here because Dalvin Cook's clearly your guy. And you're going to cut Coley. So, like, they must either really like them running backs as, like, just, like, good players. Or they really just were like, all right, Coley's... I mean, come on. You threw the ball to the ref. I mean, what are you doing? So, Coley's gone. Ball-headed
move.
Dan Carlson gone. And the third guy gone is David Perry, the big nose tackle. We got Tom Johnson back.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I like it.
Love it.
I like it. I mean, there's... Why not? We got Sheldon Richardson. And we got Tom Johnson.
Tom Johnson's back in the role he should have been. He should be more of a
rotational
guy. It should have been Sharif Floyd as the main guy. Obviously, Floyd had his problems, but now he'll be a backup. And did you see the Seahawks basically cut him to like bring someone up on practice squad, and then they wanted to sign him back?
And they didn't even play the safety that they brought up. They
didn't even play him,
yeah. And then there's like people are like, oh, apparently Tom Johnson made a side deal with them that he'd re-sign with them. It's like, well, yeah but if I'm winning... But, don't go 0-2. Don't start 0-2.
And he's double dipping. They owe him a whole year salary, like, because he was a vested veteran. So that he's getting paid from us and them. How does that affect our compensatory pick too? Do we still get that?
I would think so.
That would be hilarious.
That would be great.
Like, I don't know how the whole formula is going to end up working, because we lost quite a few guys because we lost, but we did sign Cousins obviously, but we lost a bunch of quarterbacks and the two DTs to Seattle. But it's just funny that you would end up getting one back.
And potentially getting a comp pick.
Or you getting a comp pick.
That'd be nuts.
But Perry, I don't know, he looked...
He had a sack.
Yeah. He looked fine. Like, I feel like what Zimmer was saying is it's going to let Jahlil Johnson go back to playing more nose and only nose and not have to go back and forth. So, obviously, that's your depth there. And then Tom Johnson plays 3-tech. You don't really need David Perry at that point. So,
no.
Odd man out.
And Tom Johnson was always good.
Tom Johnson was always like...
Sebastian Thunderbucket.
He's got a little pass rush to him, which is good. So if we do want to go, like, you could pull Linval off on third downs and bring him in instead of, like, usually it's the Robeson, or I don't know who's been doing that this year. I haven't really seen. Have we just been leaving Linval in there? Has it been Weatherly? I know we've been rotating a bit, but I don't see that. Like, Robeson used to stand up, you know, and he used to be, like, right behind, you know, like in a DT spot, but standing up.
Kind of like a linebacker.
Yeah, almost like a linebacker that's just, like, right up against the line, so I don't know. But maybe that'll be Tom Johnson's role, be a little pass rush third down guy, or just mix him for Sheldon. Sheldon's look awesome. He looked good again. But
yeah, definitely. That's he's worth the money, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm
still going Richardson over Barr. After week two, still want a long-term. Sign Richardson to a long-term contract right now. He seems to like it here, too. He seems to like, I don't know. I think he learned from like, okay, I've been in bad situations. Like, this is a good situation.
Oh, this is a Super Bowl contending team. And all these guys seem to gel. They've all been playing forever.
Yeah, and like I get single blocked every time because they have to.
Yeah, because Linval's just going to push everyone else around if he doesn't.
Yeah. So, yeah, the three upgrades, I think they're, I don't know about Eldrick Robinson, but the other two guys are definitely a good addition to the team. Like, you have a really good kicker. We think we're Viking fans, so we get a little bit hesitant, but...
And if Dan Bailey is legit Dan Bailey,
if he's just the same guy he's been for his whole career, which is 88% of the time he makes it,
And he did miss.
We now have a really good kicker.
He 144 for 146 or 146 or 148 for extra points.
Oh,
he
really?
The only two misses were last year. But that was coming off the hamstring injury.
Right, right.
So he probably wasn't fully healthy.
Yeah, and when they finally moved him back to, like, you're going to miss a couple, I feel like.
Yeah.
He's going to miss a couple. I think Gostkowski even misses some. The only guy that ever misses a kick is Justin Tucker, it seems like. Sam Darnold's 4 for 10 for 38 yards.
He's just as bad as Tyrod Taylor.
I thought he looked good. Turns out it's just trash.
He had 300 yards last week or something like that, I thought.
Week one. All right, so that's sort of like the news that came out after the game.
Yep.
Obviously shook up some spots there. You want to jump into just we're going to talk our 2-0 and 0-2 teams that we think are either frauds or could make the playoffs kind of thing?
Yeah.
So yep. I'll start. My 2-0, I'll start with my 0-2 team that I think could still make the playoffs. I thought they were all actually pretty bad when I looked at it. The only one I think could make a turnaround is the Texans.
Is the Texans?
Yeah, because what? There's Detroit. They're bad. Like Cardinals. At least I thought there were some pretty bad teams. Maybe, you know, you could maybe make
the Seahawks. Detroit.
Seahawks. Yeah. So I went Texans. I mean, Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins. They still have J.J. Watt, Clowney. And before Watson got hurt, I thought they were like the favorite to win that division or like make some noise in the playoffs like last year. So I think they could turn it around. I also think that the Titans and the Colts aren't like that good. So it's really just the Jags you got to get ahead of. And the AFC in general is not that good. So Texans would be my team.
I'm with you on that. There's, like you said, there's the Lions. I mean,
yeah, the other options are like garbage. Like, the Bills. My God.
Yeah.
Like, that looks like a high school team. That's pathetic.
They're coming to town.
Yeah, they're coming to town. Cardinals, Seahawks, same division, both 0-2. Who's the team that's 0-2 in the NFC East? Nobody?
Oh, the Giants.
Are they 0-2?
Yeah, they lost to the Jags and they lost to the Cowboys.
Yeah, and I don't see them turning it around. No. I mean, I thought maybe they had a little potential this year. Like, if Eli did good and Barkley sparked them, but like...
Saquon Barkley had 16 targets that traveled 21 yards in the air.
Total. So he's just checking it down.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe Eli's just toast.
Their offensive line's really bad, though.
They added Solder.
He's really bad.
Oh, and now did you see their center? What happened to him? He like broke his something. Oh. And they traded their backup center to us. Dude, their fans are pissed.
Solder's really bad, though.
Oh, is he looking bad?
Yeah, he got his lunch money stolen by DeMarcus Lawrence on Sunday night.
That game was horrible. And they look like... You got Odell, and you got Evan Ingram. Sterling Shepard's not bad. Like you
Saquon think Barkley.
Eli Manning, I don't think... And like you said, the line, I don't know. They should have took Darnold, or they should have took a quarterback. Like...
They're going to be so bad that they might be in line for the best quarterback.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. You'd hate to end up winning like five games and end up being like the eighth pick, and all of a sudden you're not. They had a chance, I don't know. Maybe Darnold's not as good as they think, but people are kind of acting like he's already a top quarterback.
Yeah.
You might look back and go, maybe running back wasn't the best value. Like, as sweet as he is, like, even the Cowboys, like, Zeke is awesome and all, but wouldn't you rather have Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah, and now their offensive line is kind of deteriorating.
Yeah, now Zeke's not even that good. Like,
yeah.
Oh, wait, maybe you could have plugged
16 for 54, like, really?
And we, like, last year you could have got Dalvin Cook in the second round, Joe Mixon, Kareem Hunt in the third. Like, I don't know, you could find running backs. So these people taking these running backs in the top 10, it's looking a little foolish.
I saw a stat, and it was, the fewest yards per game or something like that. And... all the top teams were like teams who had good running backs, like the Cardinals, the Cowboys, the Giants.
Yeah,
it was all teams with like notable running backs. I forgot who the other two were, but it was like, ooh, they all have really good running backs. Oh, the Bills with McCoy.
Yeah,
and they all like can't move the football. I'm like, that's
can't do anything with the ball. But I don't know what that
Raiders Marshawn Lynch. That was the other one.
They're bad too. So yeah, that's my 0-2. That's your 0-2 team.
Yeah.
The other ones, I think there's no team that went 0-1. Like if the Saints would have lost to the Browns, which they probably should have, I would have still said the Saints are going to make the playoffs. Like I still believe that they could be a good team, but they ended up pulling it out. So yeah. Who's your 2-0 team that you think is a complete fraud? I actually had a few choices.
There's multiple ones. I had the Dolphins.
That was my number one. Dolphins. So
let's go through another one after we go through that, because if we're agreeing on, like, there's multiple.
Yeah, I mean, I have three listed.
Okay, you do the have Dolphins, three listed.
The Broncos.
Yep.
And the Buccaneers.
Yeah. There's now, no way you fit. I mean, Fitzpatrick wearing DeSean Jackson's clothes after the game, that might keep him rolling for another week or two. But there's no way they can sustain that kind of offense.
DeSean's probably going to pull a hammy soon, and then they're going to lose that. They don't even have a running game right now. They're just like, it's all for somehow
Ryan Fitzpatrick
is just killing it. I think they're going to come back to earth. They're the one out of these that I think maybe has the best chance, because they do look so good.
And they're supposed to be good.
Well, like, you have some good skill position players. Yeah. Like, you have Mike Evans. You have DeSean. You have Chris Godwin. You have two good tight ends. Although, did you know Cameron Brate doesn't have a catch yet? He didn't even get targeted last week. Yeah, so I don't know where the hell he's been for all the yards they're putting up. But I guess they're probably going more three wide since they have three good receivers.
And O.J. Howard trying to stretch it out.
OJ Howard's taking a lot of his play. But so then I don't know what they're doing on wow, look how skinny Joe Thomas is already.
You know, that's the same with Matt Burke. As soon as he retired, he was super skinny too.
They just stopped, like, keeping that weight on. That's insane. I don't know. Who do the Bucs have on D? Is their D any good, or are they just outscoring people?
Gerald McCoy.
JPP. I think he went there.
Yeah.
I
mean, Bo Allen.
What's the good linebacker they have there?
Levante David.
Yeah, that dude's sweet.
They got Noah Spence.
So, I mean, they got some pieces, but I don't know. That's the one that maybe they could keep it together and make a run at the wild card. The other one I had was the Broncos. They should have lost to the Raiders. I don't know if you saw that game.
They should have lost to the Seahawks, too.
Yeah. I mean, that Raider game, Gruden was just let them have it. Oh, yeah, here, throw a couple passes and get in range. Like, that was bad. And team just seems like they're, like, there's the other two teams in that division, I think, are going to be better. Chargers, Chiefs.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know, I think the Broncos get squeezed out of that. 2-0, they don't seem like a 2-0 team to me, so.
Their defense is still pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like they're decent on both sides of the ball, but I just think they're gonna take third in their division, and
They're a 9-7 team, in
yeah.
My
so maybe they'll be like in contention, but I don't think they're.
They're not
really good 2-0 team.
They're not a division division.
Who are the other 2-0 teams that are, like, legit? Like the Jags, I think, are 2-0.
Jags. Bengals?
The Bengals. And I actually like the Bengals.
I think I might have been down
on them to start the season. But, like, both their wins looked good. And then the way their offense looks, like, A.J. Green, you got John Ross, Eifert's healthy.
Tyler Boyd had a good game last Thursday.
So, Dalton's playing well. Their defense is always pretty decent. They got good playmakers there. So, I like the Bengals as a 2-0 team. Who's 2-0 in the NFC? Well, we got us and Packers are 1-1-1, which is whatever. The Bucks. The
Bucks are the only team in that division that's 2-0. The Rams.
Oh, Rams are legit. Yeah, yep. Obviously they're really good. I mean, they played two crap teams, but they've smoked them both. So
just like good teams should.
They didn't even get toyed with or toy around. No messing around. Just buried them. You know, which is what we need to do to the Bills this week.
Like, exactly.
You need to beat them 30-0. Like, there's no messing around with them. So,
yeah.
So the AFC
Buffalo should not be in that game after, like the first
again,
drive.
If you remember the Bengal game from last year, that's what I wanted to mimic. So, all right. Any other week two thoughts before we jump into just picking the games?
No.
I mean, Detroit looked bad again.
They are really bad.
The Bears pulled one out as far as our division. Nothing too crazy.
No, not.
So you want to maybe?
They're all good games. We didn't get to watch all the.
Yeah, we were at the game, and our game went long, so we missed pretty much the whole Sunday package. Besides, like, maybe some ends real close to the end. I don't even know what we saw.
We watched the last half of the third and fourth quarter of the Jags and Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
Which is actually, like, the best part of that game.
Yeah. Well, Jags played well. They looked good, so.
Yep.
We'll see with Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
That was a fun trade. He's on my fantasy team, so all of a sudden we're driving down to Green Bay. He's getting cut. It's like, oh, that's nice. And then by the end of it, he's on the Patriots.
I'll offer you Demaryius Thomas. And you're like, sure. And I'm like, wait, no. Right? No, that's stupid, Ryan.
By the end of it, you're like, wait a minute. I should have done that Demaryius Thomas trade.
Yep.
Well,
it is what it is.
Should we hit a break and then hit the?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's take a break. Stay with us. Don't touch that dial.
Still got dials.
And we're back. thanks for sticking with us.
So much has changed. Baker Mayfield's just out here throwing, you know, throwing strikes across the field, making plays.
Yeah, I mean, it affects the pick. It affects the pick. Well, yeah,
we both had the Jets, but now they just get this star QB to come in midway through the game. You can't account for that.
No, you can't. You can't. But I mean, because you're not going to pick the Browns at -3.
I'm not picking the Browns favorite ever.
Well, maybe. After watching Baker Mayfield
was in there. Look at this. Oh, okay. Who's that? 82 just dropping the ball.
I don't know. He should be cut.
Speaking of picks, though, last week was not as good as week one for us.
Oh, really?
Got a little rough. We both matched again somehow.
So
Six and ten. We started out hot, and it got rough after that. So the only two games we actually differed on where you got the Browns right. They covered against the Saints, which actually cost me a 14 parlay.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. Very upsetting. The Saints in their pathetic ways. And then
I told you, -9.5 is a big spread.
After they just done it against the Bucs, too. And then the Bengals I had. You had the Ravens. The rest of them, you know, I don't really need to go through them all. All I know
is yeah.
Those are the two we were different on. I had Bengals, so I had one there on you, and then you had the Browns. So 6-10. If you would have bet with us, you would have lost money.
Yep. You would have won money the first week.
Yep. Overall, we're 15-16-1 push. So right now, you'd be losing money.
Yes, yes. But...
And you would have lost your eliminator pick right away, because we both fucked that up.
But again, we are not professionals.
No.
So...
I mean,
just deal with it.
We're mostly idiots.
Just deal with it.
You know, so...
But bet with us.
Yeah, you should.
Take our advice. We may or may not win you money, depending on the week.
I think by year's end, we're going to have some pretty good overall, you know? We're going to, you know, these first 2 weeks, they get a little crazy. You know, you
got
to figure out these teams, you know?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. And then all of a sudden, you guys are going to be winning money. You guys will be sending us money for winning you money.
Yeah, we expect a cut.
Yeah.
This isn't free advice. This will be a paid podcast soon, you know?
And, you know, if you guys want to send us money, we may or may not send you merchandise. I mean, you could, it'll be a gift. We'll call it a free gift.
There's going to be some Grapes and Gorak, you know, merch coming out, you know?
Sooner or later.
Babies, backpacks, you know, fanny packs, all kinds
of
stuff.
if there's a fanny pack with my face on it, oh, man, this needs to happen. It's all in the works. We've got our own sneaker line coming out, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just got Colin Kaepernick to help us with that. You know, he's going to...
You've been talking to Colin... I talked to Christian Ponder.
Oh, you Ponder, okay.
And,
but is he going to be more, like, I need someone that's really, you know, divisive and causing problems, you know?
Tavares Jackson.
T-Jack. Didn't he get in, like, some domestic problem?
You wanted somebody divisive,
okay. All right.
Divisive and causing problems.
Those two guys are irrelevant at this point. I need someone a little more, how about Johnny Football? How about Lil Manziel action?
No.
I hear he's upset he's not playing up in Canada.
Well, I'd be upset, too. He's clearly the best player in
north of
the border.
Good. I think he's trash. He's
best player north of the border.
Oh, that's not impressive.
Second
Doug Flutie was the best player north of the border. I think he's the best player ever north of the border, and he barely could make it on an NFL team.
What do you mean barely? He played for the Chargers and Bills.
I don't know. He won like one playoff game. Did he win a playoff game? I think he got benched for the Music City Miracle for Rob Johnson.
Rob Johnson.
Terrible.
And I think you're correct.
All right.
I don't think the Chargers won anything with him.
The Chargers have never won anything ever.
I know.
So, the first game is Jets-Browns. Browns favored by 3 at home. I think you said it's the first time they've been favored since becoming the Browns from they were the Ravens.
Something like that.
They went to be the Ravens.
I think it was even before that.
It was back in Jim Brown days. We both have Jets in the points, and they're up 14-3 right now in the third quarter. So. But Baker Mayfield, you know, could bring them back. So now the biggest spread of the week, Bills at Vikings.
And that's a big one. That's a doozy.
It's up to 17 points. And I got Vikings all day. I mean, it's a big one. I think you got to go at least 20.
You got to go Vikings at home against the Bills. The Bills might be the worst team in the league.
They might be the worst team in the league in a while. I mean, even the Browns last year, the Bills, who do they have? Their receivers are atrocious. Their running back is being charged with stealing from his girlfriend or something. I don't even know what it is.
I don't know.
Their quarterback is a rookie that's trash.
Their defense isn't good.
No, they're terrible. And they've got to come to Minnesota.
Yeah. They have to play in like the loudest stadium in the NFL against one of, if not the best defense.
We're coming off a tie. We're angry, you know. We got screwed by our kicker. People are going to be fired up. I really want it to be a game where we just beat them like 30 to 40.
I need this.
It's got to be a beatdown. And you think they just sit Cook because, you know, he hasn't practiced, and it's like, do we really need him? Why not rest him up?
Yeah.
Is it Rams the following week on a short week?
Yeah. And that's where you need him.
I feel like you sit Cook and you keep him for the bigger game, because I might just sit all the starters. Let the backups get some time. Let's, you know. Trevor Siemian looked a little rusty in the preseason. Let's get him out there. I don't want to risk Cousins against the Bills.
Oh, I'm not even worried about Siemian. I want to see Slaughter.
Give me some Slaughter. Why did I even say Siemian? It's trash. Who needs that guy?
Give me Slaughter with some Mike Boone and Rock Thomas sprinkled in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sit Murray.
Slaughter to Zylstra.
Yeah.
Slaughter to Zylstra.
Mm-hmm. Get some of them. Yeah, maybe get BB up off the practice squad. He'll show Treble how to catch.
Oh, yeah. Figure it out.
It's going to be bad when we end up blowing this game. Is there any way we could lose at home to the Bills? That would be biggest upset ever, like in Viking history. Is there ever 17-point favorites?
I think that would be the biggest upset ever. That's a large number. I could not imagine losing this game to the Bills.
What would have to happen to lose this game? Like pick six, like two of them, and a kickoff for a touchdown?
Missed field goals?
That's still only 21 points. How are they getting any more? Like, yeah, missed field goals again? This game better not come down to field goals. Are you kidding me? We shouldn't even go for it.
I know that. I'm just... Well, of course not. They're a waste of a roster spot.
So. Are they? Because it sure seemed like Carlson would have came in handy if he could make a kick.
Yeah, but he didn't. And we tied.
All right. Game number three. There's not much to talk about in the Vikings-Bills game. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's not. Come on. It's 7-7.
Josh Allen, rookie quarterback.
Big arm. Yeah, he looked okay in the preseason, I thought. Better than everyone trying to trash the pick. But
he can move. I mean, yeah, he had like 30 yards.
Whatever. Bills are bad.
Trash.
I would say they're the worst team in the league.
Probably.
Them are Cardinals, and I think I like the Cardinals a little bit more. Just a hair. Like David Johnson.
I like their defense better. I mean, yeah. And David Johnson.
Fitzgerald and David Johnson alone is better than anything the Bills have. McCoy and Kelvin Benjamin's like a really bad number one receiver. Dude is slow. And then Zay Jones, that dude is just...
Garbage.
Yeah, garbage. So, yeah, Corey really Coleman
can get a job there.
No, third game is the Packers at Washington. What the hell just happened?
Somebody just stripped Robbie Anderson after he got a first down.
So the Browns might have a chance to win. Packers at Redskins. Packers on the road. 3-point favorites.
3-point.
Redskins, good week one. Everyone was like, Alex Smith, oh yeah, there we go. Terrible week two.
Yeah, awful. I'm taking the Packers there.
I'm taking the Redskins.
Taking the Redskins.
I feel like Redskins are going to be a schizo team. Like, one week they're good, one week they're bad. And I still think Rodgers is really hurt.
Yeah.
So they're on the road. Redskins.
I guess.
They got to cover. They could lose. So the Redskins could lose this game and I could still win. Because the Packers are favored. Okay. The Redskins were favored. I was not. Yeah, okay. I'll take the Redskins.
You take the Redskins, I'm going to take the Packers.
It's probably a homer pick. I'm probably just hoping the Packers lose.
Yeah.
I just, like, kind of want to see Alex Smith fail just because of that stupid thing Matthew Berry said about how they're, like, think it's an upgrade over Kirk Cousins.
There's
like,
no way.
Do you think it's an upgrade now?
Yeah.
400 yards and should have brought us back. And is Robbie Anderson crying?
No, he's bleeding.
Oh, okay. My bad. Well, the guy eye gouged him to get the ball out?
I think so.
That's too bad. And the Packers just, they still don't seem that good to me. It does seem like it's Rodgers and Davante Adams, and it's like just really not great all around it. Their defense, interior D-line, I do like, but the rest of it's...
Yeah, they didn't produce on offense against us.
No, it was 5 field goals.
And like you said, it was just dink and dunk, nickel dink and dunk all day.
Rodgers can't move back there, so I'll take Redskins. Next one is Broncos at the Ravens. Ravens are 5.5-point favorites. That's the 2-0 Broncos, the 1-1 Ravens.
I'm taking the Ravens.
All right. I took the Broncos, so we're different here. You're taking Ravens. I don't think the Ravens are a good team.
I don't think they're very good either.
Don't think the Broncos are as good as their 2-0 record. I think they're kind of similar teams. So I think 5.5. I get it's home. I just think this will be a closer game. Field goal game, maybe?
Could be.
You know, we'll see.
Five and a half. I like Joe Flacco.
You like John Joe Brown. Flacco. You just said that out loud. People have that on mic recorded.
Well, I'm just talking in this game against the Broncos.
You like him in this game. Why?
Why? John Brown. Smoke deep balls. Brown.
Well, Lamar Jackson would look better throwing to him.
All day. Just give me some deep balls. That's all I want. And it's the Ravens at home. I don't think Case Keenum's very good.
Case Keenum is the undisputed starter.
I don't care.
There's no one else there. So, like, when you have an undisputed starter... You got to rally around that. Like, Joe Flacco, is he really the undisputed starter? Lamar Jackson's looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, but, you know,
the Broncos haven't had one since Peyton Manning. So Peyton Manning, Case Keenum, it's basically the same person.
So you're telling me the Broncos may or may not win a Super Bowl?
Well, they haven't lost a game yet. I don't see one here. They're 3-0.
That's something.
They were one of my fraud teams, but they're going to be
3-0. If they win and start 3-0, that's...
I don't even think it would matter still. I think they'd still miss the playoffs.
They
could go 3-0, and I think they could still easily miss the playoffs. But you got Ravens, I got Broncos. Next one is Colts at Eagles. Eagles are 6.5-point favorites. Is Wentz playing? I feel like it's this week he's playing.
Yeah, he is playing this week.
So do you think, what did I say, 6.5 points?
Yeah.
Colts are 1-1? Did they win last week?
Yeah.
They beat the Redskins.
Yeah, they beat the Redskins. Yeah, they're 1-1. Eagles are 1-1. What did you say, 6.5 points?
6.5, yeah. Yeah, he will start against the Colts. All right, so. Because Foles look bad. It really kind of made you a little pissed off as a Viking fan or a Patriots fan to see Foles kind of looking like what Foles should look like, a terrible quarterback, and he just decided for like 2 weeks last year to be like really good.
Yeah, I don't.
Kind of annoying.
I don't understand it.
I hate him. What do you got here? I got Eagles.
I'll take the Eagles too. I don't know. Andrew Luck does look good. I mean,
yeah, he looks like Andrew Luck, but the rest of their team still looks like the Colts.
Yep.
Which is a really bad roster.
And the Eagles are good.
Eagles are good. Eagles are at home. Eagles get their boy back.
They just lost.
Can they win by a touchdown? They did just lose. They lost to the Bucks.
Yeah.
It's magic, though. You know, what are you going to do?
Nothing you can do at that point. Yeah, I like the Eagles there. I like the Eagles.
Next one is 49ers at the Chiefs. Chiefs are 7-point favorites.
Yeah.
Chiefs at home for their first time this year, besides their, you know,
Game against the Chargers.
Which was basically a home game. But this is their real home fans getting to see this ridiculous offense.
And that's Chiefs all day.
Seven. That's Chiefs all day over here, too. I think that team is just going to score points all day.
All season. Like, they look like they can't be stopped right now.
We said the Steelers-Chiefs would be a shootout. And to start your Steelers and Chiefs, what was it, 42-45 final? Or
42-37. But
yeah, a lot of points. You should have start your players. It was... They don't have a defense, but they don't need a defense because they have Patrick Mahomes, and he's ridiculous.
He's way too good.
He's like what everyone was like, he's got a big arm. Like, he could be pretty good. And then, he's really good. Him, and Tyreek Hill is ridiculous. You see the gif of or jif or what the hell you call it of him up the sideline against that Steeler. Like, his get-off is just ridiculous. Like, he's going full speed, like, within seconds. The dude's like, oh fuck. Like, I can't
toast. Follow that. Who was that, like, Artie Burns or whatever, 25?
Yeah. Completely screwed.
And he's really fast himself.
Yeah, and now they get to go up against Richard Sherman, who's already pretending he's hurt, so he doesn't have to play.
Oh, and Akello Witherspoon.
Yeah.
I think he's the other guy.
They can't. I mean, even, what, they Sammy Watkins had over 100 yards last week. Dude hasn't done that since, like, his rookie season.
Hot six.
So we both have Chiefs there. We got next one is the Giants at the Houston Texans. Texans are 6-point favorites.
Yeah, give me that one. Yeah,
I don't know what that means, Ryan.
Give me the Texans.
Give you that one. Yeah, I got Texans too. I was like, I don't know. I didn't hate the Giants going into the season, but I hate them now.
They are
that game
atrocious.
Against the Cowboys was horrible. Yeah, I'm starting to worry, Pat Shurmur, maybe you're just an offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's only 2 games in, but he also had the Browns stint as head coach. I know it's the Browns.
Hey, Pat Shurmur, last Browns head coach to have at least 5 wins in a season.
And that was with Johnny Football, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Well, maybe he is a great head coach. A great head coach.
Or maybe Johnny Football is a great NFL quarterback.
No, that's...
He got 5 wins with the Browns. No.
No. So we both have Texans. What are they? Are they 0-2?
They're 0-2.
Yeah, I think this is the game. If they lose this game there, yeah, you got problems.
Yeah.
Like, this is a must win for the Texans.
For
a team that has playoff, like, they didn't go into the season thinking we're not going to be the playoffs. They want to be the playoffs.
If they go 0-3, like, is that how much of that is on Watson? Like, I haven't
feel
really
like
watched
Bill O'Brien. Maybe time to fire him.
Yeah.
Who's the first coach that's going to be fired this season? Like, Hugh Jackson,
yeah.
But
Sean McDermott, Bills.
No, I think that. See, in that situation, I feel like
they know they're bad.
They know they're bad, and they know it's like we're rebuilding a culture here. The Texans are a good team, talent wise, like people thought. So if you just are losing, it's kind of one of those where
if they start out like 2-8, like all right,
0-3, 0-3.
You think that fast? You think in September?
I think you could pull the plug on them. You know that or who's that? I was just thinking of another. Oh, Jason Garrett, get rid of him at one point. That guy is a joke. They should fire him after a win. I'd fire him now.
Yeah.
What? Why is he even around?
He's never been. I've never liked him as a head coach. Should
have
been
fired years ago. What have they done since 2009 when they played us? And that was Wade Phillips as their head coach, wasn't it?
No, that was.
Was that Jason Garrett?
I think that was Garrett. I think Garrett's been around since like. I think Garrett's been around for like 10 years, hasn't he?
So he's been around since Childress's days through the Frazier years. I believe. Literally been.
I think Garrett was Tony Romo's only head coach. There's no way. Yeah, are you looking at that?
I'm looking at the longest tenured NFL head coach.
Okay. I'll try and fill the void. I'll try and fill the void here real quick. Do you guys like jokes? I don't have any jokes here real quick.
Mike Tomlin's the second most. Obviously, he left the Vikings early.
After Childress's first year.
Yeah, and he's been their head coach since then. John Harbaugh of the Ravens.
Okay, same year?
I don't know. It doesn't actually have a year listed. Marvin Lewis, there's one. Dude, like, wasn't it like he was fired last year? And then all of a sudden, like, no, we're not going to fire him.
Yeah, after our game or before our game.
Yeah, it was like, he's probably going to be fired. Yeah, they're going to fire him. And then it was like, we're not going to fire him. But a lot of playoff appearances, dude has zero playoff wins still.
But they make it to the playoffs. He has the
most wins as a Bengals head coach in history. That's crazy.
But he makes the playoffs. Remember what the Chargers did? They fired Schottenheimer after 14-2, and then they didn't make the playoffs for a long time after that. That was funny. Rob.
Yeah.
Garrett?
Bring that up. Jason Garrett should be fired. Yeah.
Tenured. You never told me.
Oh, Jason Garrett was not on the list. Let me find.
Ah, jeez.
Jason Garrett, NFL head coach. Where did he come from? Oh, he fired Wade Phillips. So Wade Phillips was their head coach.
Oh. And yeah, Garrett was their offensive coordinator or quarterback's coach, one of the two.
So he was, yep. So 2010, he was the interim head coach. So he was in 2009, it was Wade Phillips.
Okay.
And then it was the next year Phillips got fired because they were really good in 2009. Remember, they were going to come into the Metrodome.
So they went the same route as the Vikings did.
Yeah, they had a bad 2010.
Except we actually fired our bad coach after that one, too.
Yeah, we've gone through
another. We fired Frazier.
Yeah. We promoted some bum from within, yep. Like they did.
And now, we admitted that we were wrong.
And they have taken 10 years. Jerry Jones just wants a coach that he can tell what to do, though. He doesn't want Jimmy Johnson back, like, taking credit for wins. Jerry Jones wants to be on the sidelines, like, I did this. This was me.
I put this team
fun
together.
Fact, guess who the Bills, who are coming to the Vikings this week's defensive coordinator is?
Leslie Frazier.
Light him up. And it sounds like last week Sean McDermott took play calling duties away from him.
Oof.
Started going, all right, buddy, you suck. Oof. How could he still be, like, the cover two defense is like...
Long gone.
Long been shredded by Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Like, it's over. Like, teams are like, oh, let's just take short passes all game.
Yeah.
We can get 5 yards a play if you just don't try to go long. So.
Or run two guys deep and then one guy in a post up the middle.
And it's also like, oh, wait, you don't have Derek Brooks, John Lynch, Warren Sapp.
Ronnie Barber, Simeon Rice.
You can't run this scheme as good as they could. Like, come on. They had, like, a ridiculously good defense, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. He's a D-backs coach, you know.
Yeah,
he's not a defensive coordinator. He's a D-backs coach.
Jason Garrett is an offensive coordinator.
He's a quarterback's coach. Jason Garrett is a quarterback's coach. Oh, okay, he's not even an offensive coordinator.
Because don't they still have Scott Linehan, too?
Yeah.
So, like, that is just, like, a group of awful coaches that all got together and were like, let's coach a team. I don't even know what we're talking about the Cowboys. Bill O'Brien might get fired. I guess that's why. So, next game, Saints at the Falcons. Saints are 3-point favorites. No. The Falcons are 3-point favorites.
At home.
Falcons are at home, 3-point favorites against the Saints. I think both teams are 1-1. Saints have looked really bad.
Yeah, they almost lost to the Browns. I want to take the Falcons.
Falcons covering the 3?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Saints.
Good.
I don't... At least no, one you, of us you do. Said this exact thing last week when I took the Saints covering against the...
The Bucs.
You were like, good, at least one of us has it. No. Maybe the Saints just some reason aren't good. They weren't good 2 years ago. I don't know. Maybe,
hey,
like,
maybe it's the old 09 Vikings thing. You know, we lose a heartbreaker.
Yeah, and oh yeah. It's just... got a hangover. Like, things just kind of start going wrong. You know, like, Breeze is pretty freaking old. Like, they don't have Mark Ingram. Maybe that was a bigger loss than people think. Like, Kamara's had... Last week was a garbage game. I mean, he might have had passes, but their run game has been bad. It's all Michael Thomas. Dude, that dude has 28 catches already.
That is insane.
Most catches in 2 games to start a season ever.
Really?
Yeah.
He is going to destroy.
But they don't even score points. They just throw him the ball repeatedly.
Yeah, but we...
Saints, like, for the Falcons, like, are they should be better. I also... Who is their head coach?
Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn. Whatever happened to that Mike Smith fella?
He's the defensive coordinator for Tampa Bay.
I just remember him the year they made the playoffs against us. I don't remember if you remember it, but they threw this like deep pass. We threw this deep pass to Sidney Rice. I think it was on fourth down. And their DB just basically tackles Sidney Rice.
Oh.
And so the game's over after that. And Mike Smith picks the ball up. Like, it's right after the play. And he's jumping up and down cheering. It's like, dude, you just tackled our receiver. That should have been a penalty. And the look on the guy's face just pissed me off. So I'm glad he got fired.
I hate that, Mike Smith.
He had like that white hair. And
yeah.
Guy just sucked.
Yeah, he looked like Steve Martin almost.
He kind of did. He got a little Steve Martin to him. I just remember I was like, dude, sit down. You just got a blatant penalty and it was not called. You should be ashamed of yourself. And then he must have got fired a couple years after that. So
yep, and then they hired Dan Quinn. And
then they lost Kyle Shanahan, who they should have made their head coach because their offense has been horrible since he left.
Yeah.
Like, how do you have Julio Jones, two awesome running backs, and supposedly a good quarterback?
Are we sure Matt Ryan's good? Maybe he's not good.
Maybe he's, yeah, nah, I don't know. He's definitely no Drew Brees, so I'm going to take the Saints here.
I'm taking the Falcons.
Next one is Bengals at Panthers. Panthers are 3-point favorites.
I'll
kind of like both these teams.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Panthers on this one.
I'm going to go Bengals.
You're going to go Bengals?
I feel like this one could totally backfire me, and it could be a Panther blowout. Like, the Bengals might be riding a little high for their little 2-0 start, and the Panthers might kind of put them in their place a little bit. But for some reason, I like this Bengal team, and the Panthers just seem... They seem like they really only have Christian McCaffrey on offense.
I think that's the case. I mean, they brought in Torrey Smith.
Jarius Wright.
Jarius
Wright. I'm sure Viking fans are begging that we had him still, but dude is still, like, not that great.
Yeah.
They were talking about trying to get DJ Moore on the field and taking Wright off the field a little bit because Moore had that one long touchdown. It's sort of one of those things where it's like, yeah, maybe he'll make, like, a few more mistakes, but dude's going to make plays where Jarius Wright, like, is going to be Mr. Reliable, but he's going to get tackled every time he catches the ball. So, like, maybe they'll try to get DJ Moore involved a little more, see what they can do there. But otherwise, it's like 14 checkdowns to McCaffrey. Like,
yeah.
He had 8 carries last week, and in our league, he still scored like over 30 points because he had 14 catches for over like 100 total yards.
10 points for the 14 catches right
there.
It's
ridiculous, yeah. So I think the Bengals are like the more complete team, but Cam Newton at home, I could see this one. I could see him just like taking over, just doing something crazy.
See, I don't like betting against Cam Newton at home.
And I get that.
Oh, my goodness. Landry.
That was a ridiculous catch. Well, Baker Mayfield's bringing these boys back. It's already only an 8-point game. And
are they going for two right now, or are they waiting?
Well, they didn't score yet, so.
I mean, but when they do score.
I can't believe I didn't strip that out.
Yeah, that was a nice catch by Jarvis Landry.
All right. Next one is Raiders at the Dolphins. Dolphins are a 3-point favorite. The 2-0
Dolphins.
Adam Gase led Dolphins. Touchdown Browns.
Do you know that Ryan Tannehill is 2-0? Ryan Tannehill, 2-0.
And, like, has anyone done good on their team? Like, in your fantasy league, is anyone happy with any of their receivers, running backs?
I would be happy with Kenny Stills, but then he only got 2 catches last week.
Yeah, so you're not happy with him. Like, Devontae Parker, disappointment. Danny Amendola, disappointment. Kenny Stills, fine.
Kenyon Drake, disappointment.
Frank Gore.
Everyone's probably happy with Frank Gore right now, actually.
Yeah, I guess. Because then
he's got touchdowns back-to-back games.
Who'd they beat? They beat the Titans last week, and who'd they beat week one?
No, they beat the Titans week one.
They beat the weird Jets. They beat the Jets. Yeah, I mean,
and the Jets look bad
too. That's not two quality wins. That's two wins.
It's two wins that if you think you're going to be at least a decent team.
I don't even think they're a decent team.
I had them on the over.
Well, I had. Oh no! Baker just gave the game away. He just threw the ball up in the air. What an idiot! Could be a penalty on someone. That looks like probably holding.
Baker just really blew that out. It's going to be okay.
He tried a shovel pass.
Would you rather have that or Tyrod Taylor starting one for eight?
Yeah, 1 for 8.
Yeah, give me those.
So who do you have? Raiders at Dolphins? Dolphins 3-point favorites.
Dolphins.
I'm going Raiders.
The Raiders are a bad team.
They should have beat the Broncos though, but they are a bad team. Like they're Ryan not good. Tannehill's I just 2-0. Don't think Ryan Tannehill's going 3-0.
I don't think I can bet against Ryan Tannehill at home.
Also, John, what? You just say some dumb shit sometimes.
I don't know. I'm just thinking right now. I'm not betting against Ryan Tannehill at home. Oh yeah, that's a hold.
But, oh, they call a hold there too, so it's
negating.
Negating, yeah. I feel like Gruden, like, you got to win this game. They're paying you a lot of money, and you're going to go 0-3 and embarrass yourself. I guess he can't help it, though, huh?
Yeah, if he's 0-3 to start his second tenure, how does he make it through his 10-year contract?
And he doesn't. Hey, Philly special. Baker Mayfield just caught it. That was close to the Philly special, not the exact
holy
same.
Holy cow.
That was the two-pointer. How'd they score the touchdown?
They ran it in.
Oh, they did?
I think Carlos Hyde.
Oh, we got to stop watching the game. We're not even paying attention to anything with this crazy shit going on. Did you see John Gruden goes, it's hard to find a good pass rusher?
Oh, boy. After he just traded away the best pass rusher in the league?
Like, you just putting his foot in his mouth constantly.
I heard, though, that John Gruden might have traded for 2 first-round picks because he doesn't think he has a quarterback on his team.
No fucking way. Is that what he said?
Yeah. He didn't say that, but yeah. And so he's gathering a bunch of...
I always thought Derek Carr, right? David's the brother that got beat up.
Yeah.
Derek Carr is pretty overrated.
Same.
But I feel like he's in that realm of like a Stafford where it's like you're not gonna go look for someone else because you got someone just good enough that you're fine with it.
But is he just good enough? I mean,
but you're probably never gonna win with him. But like, it's better off than being like stuck in like
the limbo situation of
just never having a good quarterback.
The Jets,
ever.
The Browns,
yeah, the
Jacksonville
just been us, like us until Cousins, basically, like from Favre to Teddy, it was basically just a wasteland of like idiots. You know,
and even before Favre,
before
Culpepper to Favre,
and then
yeah.
all the way back to Tarkington, like there's like three of them. So, like, they got other problems besides Derek Carr. I mean, number one, John Gruden,
yeah,
he should fire himself if he wants to make the team better. Give that money back. Say you're sorry. Say, hey, can I undo that Khalil Mack trade? I apologize to everyone. So you took Dolphins.
I took the Dolphins.
Next one, Titans at Jags. Jaguars, 6.5-point favorites.
Jags.
Seems low. 6.5?
Yeah, against the Titans at home?
That doesn't...
You think they're only 3.5 points better?
I don't. That seems really odd to me. But hopefully I have that right. I'm taking Jags, too. Jags look legit. Jags look like they definitely have no hangover from last year. Like, that defense is really good.
Blake Bortles has improved.
Yeah, it looks like their run game has been the problem. More of a problem. Although that little Corey Grant guy looks good. Like, he's throwing a Keelan Cole.
Yeah, Yeldon stepped in.
Yeah, Yeldon decent. Looked good, did fine. Like, so they look like the best team in the AFC.
I would say so.
They just beat the Patriots pretty handily. Like, who else is...
The Chiefs.
Chiefs, like...
But they're giving up a bunch of points, yeah.
Yeah, they're like a shootout team, which is...
And
fun. They're the funnest team.
You know, a Jags-Chiefs matchup would be really fun.
Let's see what happens when, like, strength against strength, that offense versus that defense. That'd be a fun one. So, we both have Jags there.
Yep, Jags, next, that one's easy.
The Battle of Los Angeles.
Oh, the Rams and Chargers.
And this one, the Rams are considered home, although they'd probably be home regardless.
Yeah, there'd probably be a bunch of Rams. I would have loved to see that.
That would have been all Rams fans. Yeah. That would have been hilarious.
20,000 seats. 18,000 Rams fans.
It's a 7-point favorite are the Rams. And that's got to be... I mean, there is no home field. I guess they do have a home field advantage because
Yeah,
they're still going to be all their fans. So like when the Chargers are on offense, it's going to be really fucking loud.
I'm going to go with the Rams.
I went Chargers.
Okay.
The Rams have blown out two straight teams. I think it's about time they have to actually be competitive.
I would like to think so.
But then it's also the Chargers.
The Chargers, their defense like has not.
They looked good last week. Like, I don't know if the defense looked good, but they played the Bills.
They gave up 20 points to the Bills.
Joey
Bosa's still not going to play.
Yeah, Bosa's still out.
Legit's still out.
Hunter Henry's obviously out. They already lost that corner. Like, banged up. Seven's a lot for a team that can score. This reminds me of last week where the 49ers played Detroit.
It's not only that the Rams can score, though. They can also, like, stop
No, I mean
people.
The Chargers can score. Oh. So it's a lot for, like... Like, I was going to say, like, the Detroit Lion game, like, the the 49ers versus Lions last week, we both had 49ers.
Yeah.
And they were beating the shit out of the Lions. But then, of course, Stafford gets some junk TDs at the end to bring it within, like, four. I could see the Rams basically handling this game, but then Rivers throws a couple cheap touchdowns at the end and covers. So, seven's just a lot, you know. If you get, like, a late cover, I'll take the Chargers.
Right on.
But, yeah, like you said, the Rams have a really good defense, too. What was the stat you said about Talib and Peters?
In the two games, they've allowed a combined 38 passing yards.
That was Raiders?
Raiders and Cardinals.
Okay, so.
But still, that's
good deal.
That's like 9.5 yards per game allowed between each.
Yeah,
they each allow one catch for 9 yards.
And it's a Wade Phillips defense. Like, those defense are always good. Wasn't he the Broncos coordinator when they won the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that guy learned. He's just a D coordinator. That's your job. You're good at it. You don't need to run a whole team. Run a defense.
And he loves it.
He's found his role now. Like,
even when, wasn't he the Texans defensive coordinator?
Yeah, he was Texans for a while.
The Bulls on Parade.
Yeah. They were, wherever he goes, it's a good defense. I don't even know why does he always lose his job?
I don't know.
Because his head coach is always terrible and gets fired.
That's probably it.
Or what was Kubiak got like some disease or some shit? Like,
yeah.
Because he just won a Super Bowl and then had to leave. Yeah.
Yeah. Some disease.
Is it Vance Joseph is there now? And then Bill O'Brien took over for who left the Texans?
Was it Kubiak?
I thought Kubiak was the Broncos.
Didn't Kubiak coach the Texans
with Wade Phillips? And then
with Wade Phillips and left.
That could have been. And then they went to. Denver together. Yeah, I mean, that could have been. I'll take Chargers. You got Rams. Next one, Cowboys at Seahawks. Seahawks are 1-point favorites. Horrible game. What a horrible game.
Seahawks.
I'm taking Seahawks because of the home field.
Yeah.
The Seahawks
are bad, too.
They lack talent. Like, they lack good players.
True.
They have one good player.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and it's hard for him to be good with the rest of those people around him.
Yep.
I mean, they also have like Bobby Wagner.
But he's not playing right now. Oh yeah,
he's not.
He didn't. I know he didn't play on Monday night.
Can you name five good players on the Seahawks roster? Go.
Russell Wilson, Bobby Wagner, Earl Thomas. Those are three given. Is that that Shaq Griffin, not the one-handed guy?
I don't know
corner.
If I consider him good. I
he had two
him,
picks.
I consider him like he's a starter. Like he's a Sendejo. Like he's good enough to be your starter. But like, I'm talking think, like good players.
Trying to think of their D-line, and they don't have Bennett or Averill anymore.
Team sucks.
Doug Baldwin, healthy?
Went healthy, but he's not. Brandon Marshall, not good anymore. So yeah, team's really bad.
The running backs are bad.
The Cowboys are also really bad.
Can you name five good players on the Cowboys?
All right. The two DNs, DeMarcus Lawrence and Gregory. Although, let's not call Gregory Lett. Let's just say DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yep.
Sean Lee.
Is he good?
When healthy. And he is healthy.
Okay, he's healthy.
Ask a Cowboy fan. He's probably the greatest player that's ever graced this planet, so don't upset him. Zeke. Who's their... They got one lineman that's good, right? Tyron Smith still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is he not hurt?
I think he's hurt.
There's a lot of guys hurt on their line, so I don't know. Secondary's garbage, I think. I don't know any of them.
I know Byron Jones was the first round pick, but I don't know if he's good.
Well,
yeah, I know he got.
This is two terrible teams.
So taking home.
So they think the Cowboys are a better team if it's a 1-point favorite,
yeah.
And the Seahawks are at home. Well, I'll take the Seahawks to win by a field goal, cover.
Yeah,
that's fine. Bears at Cardinals. Bears are 6-point favorites on the road.
That Bears defense is really good.
Mitchell Trubisky sucks.
Yeah. I'll take the Cardinals.
I'm God. Taking the Cardinals also. I thought you were going to take Bears. I had you typed in for Bears.
I almost want to take the Bears. I really do. But
Cardinals could be really bad.
Yeah. They
need to win this game to show that they're not really, really bad.
And so they just drafted a quarterback.
Play him.
Yeah. I mean, because Bradford, didn't he have like 60 yards, 90 yards passing?
Yeah, they said they're going to simplify the offense for him. Oh. I thought he was like a genius.
So at one point, does their offense just lack talent then? Because I mean, like Bradford.
I think part of it's like new head coach, new quarterback, new everything. Yeah, they really only have Larry Fitzgerald. Like the other guys are rookie.
Fitzgerald and David Johnson.
Yeah, and they're not using David Johnson the way that like the old coach did, where he would
get
7, 8, 9 catches, like targets a game.
He'd spread them out.
He'd run someone had a stat, even like everyone's talking about how he's not getting thrown to, and then someone also showed one of those stats of like his run directions, like 95% of them are just right up the middle. There's nothing to the outside. It's like, dude, use his like athletic ability. What are you doing? So I don't know.
Maybe
6'2",
230,
is.
But he's not just a ground and pound.
Like an athlete. Yeah. I mean, he's like a Le'Veon Bell, like the way they use the versatility with those guys. So I don't know. Maybe who is this coach? Steve Wilkes? Panthers?
D coordinator?
I don't know about that. That seems like a weird hire.
Yeah, I don't really like.
Panthers D always pretty good, but like.
I don't like the Ron Rivera coaching tree.
Yeah,
Nothing about the Panthers is that
the Lovie Smith coaching tree?
Yeah.
Is that all go back to that?
That goes
where
back
the hell
to
is that guy at? Remember he was coaching?
He is the head coach at the University of Illinois.
Oh, yeah, well, that's where he was. Yeah. We were at that game.
Oh, yes.
I was heckling Lovie the whole time. Lovie. Remember the Bears? Oh, that's sad for him.
What do you mean? He gets to turn a bunch of boys into men.
Yeah, boys to men. And he gets paid a lot to do it, and there's pretty much no pressure.
Exactly. It's the University of Illinois.
Relevant school at all.
If he wins seven,
they
seven
lose to the Gophers on the regular, so it's a problem. We're both taking Cardinals, which feels like 6 points.
I don't know.
The Bears? We are who we thought they were. What did Denny Green say back in the day?
Yeah, you are who we thought they were. Rest in peace, Denny Green.
Yeah, he's going to the Ring of Honor halftime this week.
Good
quality ball coach. Patriots at Lions. This would be the Sunday night game. I don't know if Detroit and the Bears have been on Sunday and Monday night so much. Wasn't Detroit on one of the Monday nighters?
Yeah, opening night?
Yeah. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Matt Patricia, the Belichick coaching tree.
Oh, Patriots are 7-point favorites on the road. Do you think Belichick just tears Patricia apart?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
I think it's going to be like 49-7.
How many touchdowns does Josh Gordon score? I mean, that's the question.
Three.
I think he might just want it. Like Matt Patricia wasn't even a good D coordinator.
Mm-mm.
So I'm not sure.
Well, I guess it all depends on if Josh Gordon can beat Darius Slay. I think Slay's a really good quarterback.
But they don't have anything else on defense. So would they go 0-3 if they lose this?
Oh, yeah.
That's rough. So you start 0-2 and then you go. You got to play New England. If they go 0-3, they're
Jim,
done.
Jim Caldwell won 9 games last year.
Yeah.
And then you're going to start 0-3. Oof. You know, that's got to suck when you just yearn for the Jim Caldwell days.
Yeah. They're thinking back to them Jim Schwartz days. Like, maybe we shouldn't have fired him either. He's looking good with the Eagles.
Good defense coordinator.
Well, that's another problem with those teams that, like the Lions, that just like, even the Bears have been doing it, where they give their coach like 3 years and then fire him. Where there's constantly firing
can't
the coach.
Can't do it. I don't
like
think
you're just constantly rebuilding your team. So it's like, oh, now we have a whole new scheme coming in. All these players don't fit it. Now we need to get new ones. Oh, he didn't win in 2 years? Get rid of him.
Besides, like Hugh Jackson not winning any ball games, like I feel like teams got to start giving their coaches 4 or 5 years. And I get that it's a long time. But like you said, otherwise you're just shuffling players in and out.
And not like building something. It's just like you're just kind of stuck. Like, even the Vikings with Denny Green, we stuck with him all the way through the 90s where we just kept, like, being good but not great. And then it was like, okay, we made it in 98. And then even a few more years where he, like, finally got close a couple times. He never finished it off, so we got rid of him finally. But, like, I just don't know how you're ever going to get anywhere when, what was it? It was Matt Nagy, John Fox. Who was before John Fox in the Bears?
CFL guy, Tressman.
Oh, yeah, Mark Tressman. And then there was someone before him that was some...
Was it Lovie Smith?
Could have been before? Lovie before that. So that's like four coaches. I mean, it just... Maybe they are bad coaches because obviously Tressman hasn't gone anywhere since. John Fox was clearly... I think the game had kind of... He's kind of like Jeff Fisher. Like, it's like, what are you doing? But I don't... You're never going to build anything with these teams that do that. Like, the Steelers have had, what, Tomlin, Bill Cowher, and Chuck Knox?
Yeah.
For their entire existence? I don't know.
Like, I think there's one guy in between there, but I think there's only, like four or five coaches in the Steelers' history. Like, that's crazy. I mean, and they're always good.
A lot of these bad teams, and maybe, I don't know, like, what comes first? Is it because you're bad because you can't find a good coach, so you keep going through them, or you're bad because you're not letting the coach, like, become good? Like, even Bill Belichick got fired from the Browns. Like, maybe they should have
given him a
one.
Which he shouldn't have.
Yeah, maybe they should have given
him. Because they made the playoffs the year before, and then he went like 8-8 or 9-7.
And then they got rid of him. And then they moved the team and all that other nonsense. So it's like, I don't know. These teams seem too quick to pull the trigger and start firing people. So, I don't know. Detroit, good hire. Matt Patricia assaults women.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
I'm going to get sued for slander. You know they're listening. Last game of the week, Steelers at the Buccaneers. Steelers are 1-point favorites.
What? Over Ryan Fitzmagic?
Yeah, you know, I don't think people are really fully believing the Bucs yet.
Have they not seen the beard? I'm taking the Steelers.
I'm also taking the Steelers. I do not believe in the Bucs. They have to fall back down to earth.
Yep.
Although they're home, and the Steelers haven't looked that great.
No. I did pick up Ryan Fitzpatrick in one of my fantasy leagues.
Well, dude's number one quarterback, I would assume.
Start him against the Steelers.
Well, yeah, they got a shootout last week, probably getting another shootout this week.
And they almost lost to the Browns.
And then they did lose to the Chiefs, so they're 0-1-1. If they lose this game, they're 0-2-1. That's
going to be their worst start. That's going to be their worst start in a long time.
Yeah. Did you see Antonio Brown didn't show up to practice or to work?
Yeah.
I think it was just team meetings and stuff.
And that was on Monday.
And he tweeted like...
Yeah,
someone came at him and said like, basically Big Ben made you good kind of thing. And he was like, trade me and find out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's actually like a real drama or if it was just him.
I think he's just saying like, if you really don't think I'm good, like trade me, but...
But doesn't actually want to trade. Yeah. I don't know. There's problems with that team right now though. Bell's not showing up. Like,
Brown's freaking out. Roethlisberger's
looking like... Was he 36 now? Like,
yeah, age is catching up to him. He might be 38.
That's not like a TB12 diet. That's like
He's a hamburger helper kind of man.
Hamburger helper. He's two servings.
Yeah, two boxes.
Two boxes, please. Extra seasoning packets. Extra, you know, he's using like the other components from other boxes.
It's two boxes and it calls for 1 pound of ground beef. He puts 2 pounds.
Oh, and he doesn't drain
the grease.
So it's
4 pounds.
He's not draining the grease out of that. He's leaving it in.
He's got 4 pounds of ground beef in his hamburger helper.
I think he could, like...
70% lean.
Yeah. Jeez. Big Ben, that's how they call him that. Still that tackle, that Super Bowl-saving tackle against the Colts. Did you ever see that, where the guy, Jerome Bettis, fumbles the ball?
Oh, yeah.
And all the dude has to do is break Big Ben, and he runs, like, right into him.
I don't know why. I don't
know. It's like, pick a direction. Big Ben ain't getting you.
Yeah.
Dude gets tackled, saves Bettis' like, whole little...
A little return.
Hometown Super Bowl.
Because that was the Detroit
Super Bowl. Ford
Field.
How the hell did Detroit get a Super Bowl? Would they do build them a stadium? And then...
I think that's exact.
Callaway. Ouch.
Oh, that.
Not a good catch.
No.
Bad catch. So we will have Steelers there. Let's see which ones we differ on. LA battle. You have Rams. I have Chargers. You have Dolphins. I have Raiders. You have Panthers. I have Bengals. You have Falcons. I have Saints. Oh, we mix up a lot here. And then you have Ravens, I have Broncos. So, all right, what do we got next? Just a little fantasy thing. And then we do need to talk a little Jimmy Buckets at the end of this show.
Yeah.
But did you have anything fantasy-wise?
Not really.
Yeah, I actually didn't even think about it.
Start your good players.
Yeah, that's always good advice. You said that last week. It was right. It was very smart of you.
I mean, hey, just don't overthink it.
You're an idiot. Your advice is garbage. It's helping nobody. You know, Nick mean? Nick needs your help here.
Man. All right, let me look at Nick's roster.
Let's help Nick out. Let's give him
Nick. All right, Nick's starting Kenny Stills, Cooper Kupp, Hu Jones, and Mike Evans at receiver over Paul Richardson, Ryan Grant, and Brandon Marshall. Yeah, I think those are all good plays.
That's a great move, Nick. Real smart.
Nick Hammer's starting his good players.
Should drop all those other guys, though. Those guys are really bad.
He's starting Evan Engram over Vance McDonald. Starting his good players.
Okay.
He's starting Jordan Howard, Marshawn Lynch, and Chris Thompson over C.J. Anderson, James White, Theo Riddick, and Jalen Richard.
So I think what we just figured out is Nick has a terrible team.
He's starting his good players, though, I think.
Hey, if you call those good, they wouldn't make my team. You know what we did have in our league, though? Someone traded Le'Veon Bell.
Someone did trade
Le'Veon Bell. There was a Le'Veon Bell trade. He got back Devonta Freeman, a couple picks.
Mohamed Sanu.
He also gave up Edelman. So that was interesting. Although, in our league, Devonta Freeman's contract makes him kind of...
I thought he was untradeable, too.
Next year, he's going to be paid, like, $190.
Yeah.
So, Rennie will cut him, but...
Rennie's got 42 points out of his running backs, Kroll and Carlos Hyde.
He started both these guys tonight?
Yes.
He's got the Browns and Jets running backs?
He started them both.
Who's he playing?
He is playing...
Say David.
Nope, Mean Machine.
Brad. Oh, that's even better.
Yep.
42 out of Crowell and Hyde?
Hell yeah.
Well, Rennie's don't give it up in that. Rennie's got heart. That's the thing about him. You know, no quitting him.
Exactly.
His team is horrible. He knows it's horrible.
But what did he text you?
He said he's going to fire his GM because the draft went so bad.
Who's his GM?
Well, we don't have GMs. It's himself.
It's him.
He picked his players.
Poor kid.
Yeah, poor kid.
He's still starting Kelvin Benjamin.
Oh.
How is he even on a roster?
How is Kelvin? Here's a little fancy advice. Drop Kelvin Benjamin. Yes. Especially don't start him this week against the Vikings.
Do not start your Bills this week.
Don't start your Bills.
If you have any, do not start that.
Don't start your Bills.
Then we got Jacksonville and Tennessee. Don't start your Titans either.
Another drop. Don't start anyone. I have Derrick Henry. Guy has not been good.
No, he got out-snapped by Deion Lewis last week, because
they keep losing. Their problem is don't start running backs that don't get passing downs on bad teams, because they just come off the field. And then it's just passing to Deion Lewis, and it's like, I hate that. I don't like two-down backs.
No. They're not fun, and that's what sucks. Like, what was it? Only 6 or 8 guys got 1,000 yards rushing last year?
Yeah, it's really been...
You only need 62 yards a game.
Doesn't happen anymore. And people just get hurt all the time, too.
Yeah.
Well, it was that Gurley, Bell, Zeke.
C.J. Anderson.
He had over 1,000?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That must have been 60 yards a game. That, he probably did it with no 100-yard games. C.J. Anderson. Don't come tell me that guy's any good. He is taking snaps away from...
Jordan Howard, I think.
Probably. He probably got 60 yards a game.
Mark Ingram.
Oh, really? Kareem Hunt. Who knows? Whatever. Start Kareem Hunt. Good player. Actually,
in this offense?
For as good as this offense has been.
Start your Patty Mahomes and Tyreek Hill again, that's for sure. That connection is awesome, just like the Mayfield-Callaway connection.
Yeah, very nice. All right, let's talk a little... Little Jimmy Buckets. Little Jimmy Butler. A little Tom Thibodeau.
Oh,
a little,
my
goodness. What this the fuck? Some... Why do the Wolves always have to be like this?
We can't have a good team.
We talked about them a little bit. Well, that had to be like one of the first couple, third episode maybe.
Yeah.
Because I think Butler had made some tweet. Wasn't it something like,
yeah,
why don't you teach them or something about Cat and Wiggins? Something, you know. We just kind of talk generally about how the vibe is off. This is not good. Well, it's pretty clear that...
Which, Travis Rennie again.
No, holding call, don't worry about it. It just seems like, well, you know, he requested a trade now. So Jimmy Butler wants to leave the Timberwolves, wants to go to the Nets, the Clippers, or the...
Or my Knicks.
Was it the Knicks?
My Knicks.
Where basically, he wants to go to a team that can then sign another max player.
They have, yep, those are the only three teams, I believe, in the league who can sign two max players.
He wants to play with Kyrie Irving, is what it seems like.
Yeah. And
what do those teams have that we would want?
I don't think there's, like, anything.
There's no, like, Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything sexy.
I mean, I haven't followed the Nets, the Clippers.
Remember, the Nets haven't had a first-round pick since they traded.
Gave away everyone to Boston.
Yeah, or got everyone from Boston.
Well, they didn't get much. They gave away everyone. They gave away all those picks.
They gave away the Jason Tatum. Who else has come up? Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
Basically, the entire Celtics core.
They built the Celtics. That was nice enough to take out a bunch of old guys.
They just moved to Brooklyn.
Yeah, they had to fill the seats. Oh. Had to start off hot. I'm okay with trading. I think we both kind of said you might have to just trade Butler at some point because you don't want to lose him for nothing. So I guess like just rip the Band-Aid off now and like we'll get it over with and he's gone. But I'm more worried that Thibodeau is a fucking idiot.
I do not think he's a good coach or GM. I don't think he has control of this locker room.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
Bringing in a bunch of fucking old Bulls.
Yeah. It's weird. It's like, did he just get really lucky with the Bulls and like, all these guys were just like his mentality and like they all really like him, but like everyone else hates him?
He got lucky that he got Derrick Rose before he tore his knee. He had Boozer. That's
true. Yeah.
He had Noah.
It was some really good talent.
They're good
players.
But
like these people, they seem to like to play for him though. Like, Taj Gibson, Butler, Derrick
Butler
Rose.
Clearly doesn't like playing for him.
Oh, well, Butler doesn't like playing with Cat and Wiggins. I mean, I don't know. He seems to like Tibbs.
I don't
Not
think
enough.
So.
You don't think he likes him? No. Why is Dang signing here? Why is Rose signing here? Are we the only person willing to give him jobs?
Yeah.
Oh. That could be.
That is exactly why. Luol Deng got cut by the Lakers. If he was any good for a contending team, he would have stuck with the Lakers.
Oh, man. I think the biggest problem was we didn't just bring Tibbs in to coach. We gave him, like, the keys to the organization.
And isn't it all guaranteed deals for, like, coaches?
Yeah. It's a while. Like, so it's... But what there was some report that he, if he has to trade Butler, he doesn't want to be here.
Yeah.
Well, get the fuck out then. Yeah. Butler can both of you. Take everyone else with you, too. We'll keep Taj Gibson.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want any of the other
I don't want
ones.
Dang.
I don't even want Derrick Rose.
I'd rather see Tyus Jones get more.
Yeah, like,
more.
Derrick Rose did play pretty decent on the stretch, but I'd rather just see Tyus. I don't want any of your Bulls guys.
You know what?
Take Taj, too. Take them all.
We traded up in the draft to take Tyus Jones, so, like, let's not.
And he's playing good.
Yeah, I don't know why we're giving minutes to a bunch of old guys when we're drafting young players.
We're trying to win, you know? We're trying to win games here.
Well, with Luol Deng and Derrick Rose?
Tibbs doesn't want to rebuild. So what's he going to do with Butler? Trade him for, like, veterans?
See, that's the problem. Yeah. And what veterans are... Do the Knicks... I mean, are you really think you're going to get Porzingis?
No, you're not getting him.
Enes Kanter?
That's terrible if that's the deal.
Like, I mean, not straight up, but, like, you're not even going to get
You're not going to get anyone that's going to make your team actually... good or as good as like we are with Jimmy Butler. Like, so like you're not going to make the playoffs next year. Like, you need to I don't know. Hopefully you could have traded him to like the Lakers or something and got a Brandon Ingram or someone like that could
be
like that three piece with Towns and Cat or Towns and Wiggins. Although Wiggins, I don't even know if he's part of a three piece. He's kind of just like not that good.
I'm looking up the Knicks roster to see
who we can trade for.
Yeah,
you really think they're going Knicks, huh? He sounds like he really wants to go to the Clippers.
Ooh, they've got that. They just drafted that Kevin Knox from Kentucky with the 9th overall pick. That'd be cool.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yep. Huh? Joakim Noah's on the roster. Damn it!
I thought he got cut.
Oh, it says he's here.
Tibbs is like, I'll stay, guys, but I gotta get Noah. I gotta get Noah back in the deal, and I'll continue to coach his team.
There's Tim Hardaway Jr., Courtney Lee, Kristaps Porzingis, Frank Ntilikina.
Okay, so that team sucks. Look at the Clippers. Maybe they have someone.
The Clippers. I don't.
Who'd they get back for Blake Griffin?
Who's Tobias Harris?
Is he good? I don't know if of basketball.
Marcin Gortat, Danilo Gallinari, like... Lou Williams, Montrezl Harrell.
That's who we're gonna get. Lou Patrick Williams, and a bunch
Beverly,
of picks.
Avery Bradley, Luke Richard Baamute.
Oh, we've had him.
Wesley Johnson.
Get Wes Johnson, Luke Baamute, and a couple picks.
And four unprotected first round picks.
Yeah, that's what we should just trade for all picks. What, like, I just. Why didn't he just request the trade 3 months ago when there's people available? Like, what the hell is his problem? And then he made us fly out to LA.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, thanks, asshole. I don't. Fuck Butler. Fuck Tibbs.
Just blow it up. Keep Cat. Blow it all up. Start over.
Well, you're stuck with Wiggins. Because that dude's on a max.
Trade him.
Who are you going to trade him to?
I don't care.
For what?
Bag of beans.
Bag of beans. It's not
it's
good.
It's the same old
we
thing.
We wanted Tibbs. Everyone wanted him. We got him. No. We got the great coach.
And you know, the thing is like a lot of Bulls fans are like, don't want him. Like, you'll be sorry.
You'll be sorry. And then like he gets Jimmy Butler. And it's like, fuck you guys. What do you know? Do you still hate that trade?
No.
I don't.
I
know a lot of Bulls fans are like, we got Zach LaVine and Chris Dunn. It's like, yeah, okay. Not too worried about that.
Isn't Zach LaVine on the Kings now? Didn't he...
I think they matched it.
Oh, they did match it?
Yeah, I think they kind of had to because they traded Jimmy Butler for him.
Yeah, but...
Which is... He is way overpaid. He's exciting and stuff, but he's not that, like, some star player.
We were so good with Jimmy Butler last year. We were basically the three seed. Like, we were the three seed.
Until he got hurt. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Like, there's got to be something internally going on.
The rumor is that he
slept with Cat's girlfriend.
Explains it. Explains the problems. Yeah. Doesn't want to have to go back to that shit. So trade me.
And I mean, if that actually is the case, then we can't be having that. That's toxic locker room.
Yeah, I mean that explains a lot. Because otherwise, it's like I don't get it.
Because like Wiggins said something on Instagram or something like that, like. I don't know. I didn't see it, but I kind of like.
I saw his brother.
Was it his brother?
Put, like someone, you know, some reporter put like, you know, Jimmy Butler requested a trade, and they wrote his brother. I think Nick Wiggins or something wrote like hallelujah or something to the effect of like good riddance type of thing, you know, which like. Wiggins' brother should not be saying that if everything is just all fine and dandy.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy Butler should be requesting a fucking trade if everything's fine. There's something wrong.
Because he was all pumped to be here last year.
Yeah, it wasn't like he
was... What happened in one calendar year? Because we made the playoffs.
One calendar year.
We made the playoffs.
And it can't all just be like, oh, he thinks like Kat and Wiggins don't care enough or they're not hard enough workers and stuff. There's got to be more to it. Like... Something seems wrong. It really makes you think back to, damn it, we should have traded for Kyrie Irving if that was actually... We were one of his preferred destinations. Mm. If we could have got Butler, Irving, you'd think then Butler is happy because he's got his boy Irving. And you just... I'm guessing you would have had to trade like Wiggins and something. Fucking
still.
Dude.
Still.
I mean, that trip's
like... Irving, Butler.
We fucked up. Tom Thibodeau.
You fucked us. For the last time,
you came to our team. You gave us Butler, and then you just took everything, and you fucked it all up.
Oh, you're not even a good defensive head coach.
Yeah, you were supposed to fix. If you could do one thing, it was supposed to be coach the D. Couldn't do it. All he did was scream.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did we make him a GM? I don't understand it. Or whatever it is, like he basically makes all of our decisions.
President of basketball operations or whatever it is. I don't know. It's stupid. We're dumb. Real dumb.
Damn it, Flip. You were so good.
We were so close.
Thanks, God.
Bastard.
I feel like Flip like connected with the young players better. Like
people respected him.
People, they all loved him. Yeah. Like Cat loved him. It just seemed like they all like it didn't just scream at him.
Tibbs KG loved him.
Tibbs is kind of like the Greg Williams of the NBA. Just berating these young kids. Like, maybe that works with Jimmy Butler and your Bulls guys, but like these young kids, they're like, nah, dude. Like,
yeah, they want to coach.
I make like good money. I'm an adult. Like, don't you just teach me how to play good and like. Don't act like I'm a 9-year-old that you can see.
Don't scream at me like I'm a child.
We're not in high school here. What are you doing? We're professionals. So
here's a lozenge, bitch.
What does Thibodeau like? So he says, like, if this report is true, that he actually said, like, I don't want to be here. If where's he gonna go?
No, it's what do you say? I would.
If I trade Butler, then I want to leave too.
Yeah, like I'd rather leave than trade.
Oh, is
Jimmy
that what
Butler.
It was?
Yeah.
See, okay, well, that makes more sense, because that's more like leverage. Like, I'll never trade him. Yeah. Okay, buddy, you're gonna, because otherwise you're gonna have the most fucked up locker room you've ever seen.
And we're gonna go from a 50-win team, yeah, we won 50, down to like a 31 team.
Yeah. You want to bring Jimmy Butler back after he maybe...
Allegedly.
But even then, regardless if that's even true, he requested to leave your team. He doesn't want to be here. Like, yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure the players can't wait to give it their all while he's fucking like, yeah, trade me, please. I'm ready to leave. So,
because, yeah, at that point, he's just counting down the clock until, you know,
yeah,
free agency.
And now you're then what? Wait, Tibbs, what are you talking about? You either trade him now or he leaves for nothing. You can't force him to stay.
And it's the who got traded last year before the deadline. Or at the deadline, but star player. And they're just holding on and waiting. Like, you know, we're not going to trade him. And then they finally traded him, but they got, like, a bag of beans for him.
Yeah. Well, that's what usually always happens. Because it's like, now you're, like, it's that or you lose him for nothing. So it's just, it's like, I don't know. I get you have to say that, though, because you don't want to be like, yeah, we're going to trade him. And then everyone's like, oh, cool, here's my shitty offer. Like, uh-huh. You want to act like you have some leverage. Sort of like the Kevin Love thing when Flip just kept being like, nope. And then all of a sudden he got offered Wiggins, and he's like, oh, okay. You know, so like, I get it, but you're an idiot, Thibs.
I want him gone. I want him so far gone.
He's here for it was a long term contract to run our entire situation.
That was it 5 or 6 years. He's been around for 2 or 3.
Yeah, this is his second year, I think.
No, third, I think.
Third, was it?
I think he was here for a year before Jimmy.
So this will be his third.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Third out of a 5-year deal, I think it is. So after next year, we can fire him.
You could probably fire him, yeah. Yeah, you can fire him. Yeah, make him coach this year, make him trade Butler, and fire him.
No.
All right, so let's wrap it up.
Remember to follow us on Twitter, @ Grapes and Gorak.
Oh, yeah, Grapes and Gorak.
If you want to follow our personal accounts, I'm @ Grapes07.
And @ 10th Puppy.
And
that is spelt out TENTH, Puppy.
10th Puppy.
I'll explain that one day.
And like us on Facebook. And I don't know, sooner or later, buy our merch.
Yeah, Boba Fanny packs out soon, you know. And we're going to really try to do these on Mondays. Monday nights. Because shit is like fresh in your mind on Mondays. And B, gives you a lot more time to download and listen to it. You can, if we release it now, it's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The game's already started. It's fucking stupid, you know. So...
And the Browns just won it.
The Browns are going to win a game, and the Jets are not going to cover. Baker Mayfield came in and won a game immediately.
And dude is legit. He just won a nationally televised primetime game.
And he came in and brought him back from behind.
Off the bench and scored 2 touchdowns. Yeah. 4 scoring drives, though.
And he got the 2-pointer.
Yes. Yeah.
And
caught the two-pointer.
And he, what do you call it? He's getting everyone free Bud Light, is it?
The fridge is open, Bud Light, yes.
Oh, yeah. Bud Light for everyone. So,
All right.
We'll see you Monday night. We really hope so.
Yes, Monday night. Thanks, guys.
Wolves in 6.
Wolves in 6.